people. Great Biafra friends, wherever you are on this planet, once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission all the way from Antwerp in Belgium on this very day, the 11th day of July in the year of our Lord, 2014. The time now here is 19 seconds past the first minute, past 8 p.m. in the evening. It is exactly that same time, past 7 p.m. in the evening, also in Biafra land, in Enugu to be precise, and also in London, United Kingdom, where we are based normally. We welcome each and every one of you here in this hall today for this town hall meeting. We have come here to preach the gospel of the restoration of the complete and absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here, to come and meet you, to join the people in Belgium with those of them in the Netherlands, with those of them in Switzerland and all across the world, forming the largest family known to mankind. And we answer to the indigenous people of Biafra. That's who we are. Here you answer Biafrans in Belgium. In the Netherlands, there are Biafrans in the Netherlands. In Switzerland, there are Biafrans in Switzerland. In the UK, Biafrans in the UK. In the USA, in Mexico, in Canada, in South Africa, in Senegal, in Ivory Coast, in Ghana, in Benin Republic. Even if you go to Malaysia, you are in China. If you go to Thailand, in Australia. If you also go to the Czech Republic, if you go to Ukraine, to Georgia, to Northern Cyprus, in all these countries and many more, 88 of them and counting, we are there. That is where we are formidable. That is why we say, in everywhere you are on this very planet Earth, listening to Radio Biafra, it's either your morning, your afternoon, or your evening. For some of you, it is your midnight. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening and good night to some of you, especially our beloved Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, by which I mean Malaysia. Very, very formidable. I remember them all the time because of what they have done for their country and will do in time to come. We welcome each and every one of you, those of you here especially, and those joining us for the very first time, that we are here to preach this very gospel without fear before our enemies. We are here to answer your questions. We are here to take your opinions, your views. If you are here to educate us, we will accept your education. If you are here with the superior knowledge, with the superior understanding, we will go with you. One thing we will not go without is the independence of Biafra. We want to be free. That is why we are here. You would not have seen anything like us before. We are here today to tell you that we need to make sure that we extricate ourselves from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria on or before the 31st of December of 2015, or else the place will burn. We don't beg or plead with people. We don't do that. We inform you. Our tradition, our way of life demands that we should inform you about what we are doing. We have given you that respect by coming to Antwerp to tell you what we are doing. No longer will anybody say that they were not told. They never came to tell us what they are doing. We are here today in Belgium to tell you precisely what we are doing. And that thing we are doing is what you have asked us to come to do, which is to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. That is exactly what we are doing. We will not lie to you. We will not deceive you. We will not lead you up, raise your hopes, and then dash it by doing something else. Any day we do it, if Chukwu Abiama doesn't kill us, then we know he is not God. Everything we do, from our waking moment to the time we go to sleep for 3.5 hours, is Biafra all the way through. We don't do anything else apart from Biafra. And we are very, very privileged to be able to speak about our country in those terms, because Biafra itself is the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth. That is what we are about to prove to humanity. That we existed before mankind even came to existence. We can prove that to them as well if they want it. We are older than the United Kingdom. We are older than England itself. Our recorded history goes back nearly 5,000 years that we can remember. We started writing, reading, and learning as far back as then. Incipiency is older than any form of written material known to mankind. And incipiency is where from we come from. not minding that we are passing through a very difficult phase of our history as a people. I refer to it as our own period of the Dark Ages. Most of you come to observe Biafra. Most of you contribute towards the emergence or the re-emergence of Biafra. Some of you are very cynical. Some of you are doubting Thomas. I expect it to come from you. Of course, that is who you are by nature. But one thing is unmistakable, that the majority of us who believe in this thing that we are doing, that we are fanatical about our country, and we will sacrifice anything possible to get Biafra. That is why they don't want it to come. But it must come because Chukwu Abiama himself, who determined that we should come, has decreed that the time has also come for his kingdom to be restored to this very earth. Very, very important that we do this. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and not man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, therefore I welcome you from wherever you are on this planet Earth. I welcome you regardless of your creed, your color, your religion. I welcome you if you're a lover of freedom. I welcome you if you believe, as we do, that Biafra is the only plausible way through which you can worship the Almighty God in truth and honesty. That's what I believe in. That is where Biafra, to me, is my religion. That is the only way I worship God. Very soon, those who do not know will be able to appreciate and understand it. We are here to do one thing, to inform those of you in Antwerp and wider Belgium about what we are doing, to tell you what we are doing, to field your questions. You will ask questions and we will answer your questions direct. We do not prevaricate. We don't retreat and we don't surrender. We get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. You will never hear from any of us one day that that's a way to do it. We don't say that rubbish. There is only one way to get Biafra. Biafra must come as a result of war. We must go to war to free Biafra. If you do not go to war to free Biafra, you will become slaves forever and ever. You will be banished in this very land. Your children will not know where they come from. Your grandchildren will abandon your names. It will be in your generation that the self-fulfilling prophecy of Ahamefula will come to existence again. It will come to reality if you fail to restore Biafra. Your names will be wiped away from the face of the earth. Chukwu Abiama will descend upon you with an almighty wrath that will make sure that the last vestige, the last trace of you as a race is wiped away from the face of the earth. We can't afford to be complacent because God himself is already upset with us. God himself is angry with us because we are not doing what we are supposed to do as a people. That, my dear people, is unacceptable to us. Some of you may slumber. Some of you may wake up and fall. Some of you may doubt. Some of you may even sneer at what we're doing. It is your right to do so. If you find yourself hostile to the notion of Biafra, I guarantee you that your mother must have said with a Hausa man. Only somebody fathered by Hausa Fulani person will say no to Biafra, when in every village where you come from is an autonomous community. The meaning of the word autonomy means I want to be left alone. I want to be free. How can you have autonomous community? How can you be autonomous from your own clan and then decide to be part of this zoological republic of Nigeria? We can't have that. If you want to receive Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet, you will first of all go to www.radiobiafra.co. You will go to TuneIn and download your app. Search for Radio Biafra. We are there. If you go to BiafraRestoration.com, if you venture upon BiafraVoice.com, if you go to PeopleOfBiafra.org, IndigenousPeopleOfBiafra.org, if you go to Biafra Television, if you have downloaded free Radio Biafra app, if you have satellite, you will receive Radio Biafra. I was overjoyed yesterday when I was told that even Radio Biafra is now received in China on satellite. That is nothing that Chukwu Abiama will not do for his children. We never paid anybody to put us on satellite in China, but we are there. because Chukwuabiama knows that we are fighting very hard. He knows how honest we are. Even God himself in heaven knows that we are incorruptible. Incorruptible. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. Without blemish. That is why we speak the way we do. That is why we castigate those that need castigating. That is why we praise those deserving of praise. We are without fear before our enemies. We speak the truth all the time. Even if we put a gun to our head, we do not change. After this tour of the whole world, I shall be returning back to Biafra land from whence I came. That was where I was born, and that is where I will die. I cannot die abroad, God forbid. That same place I was born is where I will die. That is where I will be buried. That is where my ancestors, those before them, our progenitors, those that Chukwuabiama said, this land is your inheritance, that's where they come from. And to that place I must return, because that is my land. And that is why, as long as I am living, I will do everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes. We are not like you. Nothing that you've ever seen before. Sometimes I run across people who are maybe engaged in one dubious activity or the other. They call on Radio Biafra, they say, oh, Gaiman, because they are Gaiman, they are criminals. They think we are all the same. We can never be. All the fingers are not equal. All of us are not drenched with piety and righteousness. I don't claim to be one, but one thing I do know is that I love my country. The editorial board of Radio Biafra love their country. Everybody serving in whatever capacity, serving their country in truth and honesty all over the world, they are patriotic Biafrans. You must support them. They said those of you in Antwerp don't listen. When they go to preach Biafra, you laugh at them. That reminds me of Noah. I was told somebody from here went home. They preached Biafra to him. You will get that man on the phone for me. He will tell the world what happened. From here in Antwerp, am I mistaken? From Brussels. He went home. They went to preach Biafra to him. He was laughing. He went home. Everything we told him on Radio Biafra came to pass. Hausa Fulani people, we are robbing them on the road, on the street. He confessed today. And I believe now he's a Biafran. Is that correct? By force. He left here in Brussels. Did he come to the 30th of May? No. He never came. They went to preach to him. He didn't come. He took his family home. Now they are dodging bullets. Now he knows we are speaking the truth. The thing about our people is this. We no longer recognize the truth. Where you come from, for those of us that was born and bred in the village, is Yokubundo. But for now, some of you cannot recognize truth anymore. That is why anytime a politician comes here, you all flock after the politician. Waiting for a complimentary card to give you a contract of $1,000. Your flight ticket is nearly $2,000. You run after criminals and worship them. Because our people no longer have honor and decency within them. People preach Biafra and some people are laughing at them. Don't you know what Biafra means before? You don't know what Ojukwu fought for? You don't know what is Biafra? Why would any sensible, sane person laugh at people preaching Biafra? Only if you're mad, you have to be very hopeless to laugh at the memory of 3.5 million people. Only a fool can do that. Those of you that are here today, you are the chosen few in the midst of plenty. Because those that will save Biafra will not be many. That you all may know forever and ever that there is Chukwuabiama. That he is your God and will deliver you from all your afflictions only but if you return to him and face him as your God. We are here to take you home where you belong. Are you from Antwerp in Belgium? Are you from here? No.
Don't you have where you come from? So what's wrong with that place? Huh? So if people of Belgium ran away from Belgium, will you be here today? Will you be here today? They suffered and they scraped, they built their country. They have lights, they even have free Wi-Fi. You can come here, you can find a job. You can beg them for papers and they will give you. Because they did not run away from their land. You have to go and prove yourself equal to them. The only way you can do it is by doing what they have done. Going back and building your own country. You must go back and build your country. That's what we ask you to do. And you have to do it. Very, very important. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. And the barrister has joined me from London. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Memes, is with us once again. And we welcome him the same way we welcome each and every person joining us, regardless of where you're calling us from, regardless of where you're listening to us from. We will welcome you. Radio Biafra is publicly owned, publicly accountable. I said publicly owned, publicly accountable by the people of Biafra. You fund Radio Biafra operations, the operations of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. You fund it. I was told that when they come to you, you say, oh, when this Gatoran here go, oh, they are going to, I don't know how stupid people can get. Because of this same attitude by your fathers in times gone by, or in time gone by, Ojukwu had to fund the war from his own father's money. Were you grateful to him for that? Because of this type of attitude. Somebody is killing you. I was an Ebun and you're still there laughing like a fool. Like an idiot. Your mothers are being raped in the villages. They cannot go to the farm. If you go to Enugu hospitals, go and see for yourself if you're blind, if you cannot reason properly. They tell you about Biafra and you're laughing. I wish I'd given you the names of those people laughing when you go to preach to them, that I may address them directly. They in Iberibe warrior. Stupidity is a disease. You are being bombed in Nyanya Park in Abuja. Our girls being slaughtered inside the park. They go to their schools, they bomb them, they kill them. And you are laughing when you hear about Biafra. Some people are not worthy to come back to that place when we are free. I swear to God in heaven, they won't come back. Such stupidity I cannot countenance. Are you not Biafran men? Did your fathers not fight the whole world for 3 years? Where did this cowardice come from? From where? You don't know who you are, some of you. You do not know. You must remain without fear before your enemies. Very, very important. Any day you have fear, you're finished. That is why I go to anywhere to preach this gospel. Anywhere I will go. If I'm asked to go, I will go there to preach it. I'm here to remind you of who you are, because most of you do not know anymore. To tell you how strong you are. To tell you that you are the only people that never conquered or colonized anybody. And nobody conquered you for nearly 5,000 years. The reason why Lugard succeeded was because of the sacrifice of Arujugu. Because we disobeyed God. God allowed Frederick Lugard to come in to punish us for our sins. When they finished punishing us, they handed us over. If you go to the Bible, anytime the children of God rebel against God, God will always allow their neighbors to come and conquer them. Simple. That's what's happening to us. They killed you in Maiduguri, took your properties. After the war, you went back to Maiduguri. They stole your properties in Lagos. After the war, you went back to Lagos and built even more properties. But because Owasurike failed, every other person preaching Biafra is a rogue. But why did you go to build a house in Maiduguri when they killed you there before? Are those people there not killers anymore? And to make matters worse, they are killing you till today. And you're still building more hotels. Them and we, who are the idiots? Owasurike failed you, and so what? And so what? Don't you read the Bible and see false prophets coming? The reason why we have become so gullible is because we do not know the truth anymore. Ezio Gualago. People don't know the truth. The truth has flown away, gone long time ago. And that is why today we are behaving like ferrets in a bag. Very few people can remember the truth when they see it, or recognize it for that matter. I must go to bring in a barrister. After the barrister, you will go around and introduce yourself. Tell us where you come from, your village. For me, I come from Isiama Faruku in Ibeku, which they put in Omuahia. I'm from Ibeku, where you have golden Guinea ceramics. That's where I come from. Allegedly the capital of Abia State. I will go to bring in the barrister himself. The very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlow, Barrister Mamazi, if you can hear me, please, you proceed. I have Biafrans in front of me and all over the world listening rapturously to this very broadcast this evening, including those at the Comfort, because Nigeria listens to Radio Biafra. They don't listen to NTA, it was NTA. Everyone listens to Radio Biafra, because here we educate, we enlighten you. We make sure you understand the truth and hold on to it. Barrister, please.
Good evening to you. I'm sure I'm coming through.
You are coming through live and direct.
Thank you, Director. You are now in a new territory. You are now in Belgium. You left Switzerland and now you are in Belgium. Director, you are being controlled, directed. I know you're a director, but you're still directed by Chukwuma Biamma himself, who is policing you, guiding you, protecting you, and leading you to different places where you are preaching the gospel of Chukwuma Biamma about the restoration of Biafra. Director, we thank you. We owe all our gratitude to you. You are the only man who is able to come out voluntarily, leaving everything behind, leaving family, everything you've ever owned behind, to forge ahead and to make sure that they are restored. We thank you. We owe a lot to you. We say good evening to those with you in Belgium and to those Biafrans who are in the east, west, north, and south. We thank you for converging to hear Director this evening, for leaving all you have to come and hear what Director has to tell you. We thank you. Biafrans are coming together. That is the essence of the establishment of Radio Biafra, because we are trying to bring our people together after a wicked division from the House of Fulani Boko Haram Yoruba media. Their intent was to destroy us, and our story has already gone round that the Igbos are the problem of their cousins. When you look around, there's no evidence to this effect. We thank all of you for coming together and at least to hear what we have to say. For Malcolm X says to re-educate black people, you have to take it easy. You have to educate them gradually, one by one. Director, please, do not mind the noise at the background, because I am not at a house. I am not at my safe home venue. That is why I am talking. Eventually, I will stop and then listen. But we thank all of you as you congregate to listen to Director and give him your utmost attention, so that he will talk to you. If you have any question to ask to him, please make sure it is minimized. And make sure that it makes sense. Do not ask any question that has already been put forward. Because if you want to know about Radio Biafra, download the podcast, download all our previous stories. That will educate you, that will at least give you a balanced view of what we are talking about before you can make your question to Director. We thank you as you put forward your question or contribute. But Director is here to make sure that everybody is in unison about the bringing back and the restoration of Biafra. We thank you. We welcome you. We thank those who have always made contribution to restoring Biafra, because that's the only country, the only nation we have. We cannot be hiding in London, in Amsterdam, in Belgium, in America, in Canada, because all these places do not belong to us. At the end of the day, we have a place that flows with milk and honey. Why can't we organize ourselves and put ourselves together and go back home? rather than going everywhere and making ourselves well established in foreign countries. We're supposed to go back home where we came from and be who we are. Biafra must be restored. So we're asking all of you to do all you could. Make your little contributions, because little, we will make a great nation. I thank all of you. Please do not forget to turn off your listening devices once you hear your name. And please listen to Director. At the end of the day, you can go back to the podcast. You can go back to the previous recorded voices and listen to yourself. For now, concentrate on what Director is telling you. Director, I'm talking about. Good evening to all of you.
Good evening, and thank you very much, Barrister Mamezu. Before we go on to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary, I will please ask you if you can, those of you sitting behind, to step forward to give us your name, please, and where you're from, starting with our coordinator here in Antwerp. And overall, Belgium coordinator as well, please, if you can step forward, give us your name and your village where you come from, because we are and must remain without fear before our enemies. Please, go ahead. One after the other, please. Go ahead. Switch it on. I think it's on. Switch it on, please. Yeah, go ahead.
Good evening, breakfast all over the world. Good morning in Malaysia. Good afternoon in other parts of the world. And good evening in Belgium. My name is Kinsir Nwankwo, aka Izog. I'm from Ndani Chuno, Alondi Izog, Idato North, Imo State, Biafra Land. I'm the National Coordinator, IPOB Belgium. Director, I welcome you to Belgium. God bless you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
I thank every one of us who comes here tonight. Biafra is a spirit, in fact. And I'm very much happy that the director is here for the first time addressing every one of us. I've been telling every one of us that our director is a great man. And we can see it today, and we can feel it. And his spirit even is such a spirit that we always have a provost. And today, because of the spirit of director, everybody's keeping quiet and behaving himself. In fact, I thank every one of us to be here. My name is Dr. Dooms Arwa. I am from Ally of Bende Local Government, Abia State of Biafra. Thank you very much. You are all welcome.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Please, the next person. Please, the next person. We must try to introduce ourselves. Very, very important.
Good evening, everybody.
He's off.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead now. Yeah.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Madu Payos Chidebere. I'm from Ahiazumbisen Local Government in Imo State. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next person.
Biafra Queen.
Yeah.
Biafra Queen.
Yeah.
We are very happy to have our director in our midst this evening. It's a privilege to all of us to have somebody of unquestionable character in our midst this evening. I personally, I feel very happy being part of what is happening this evening. And as a matter of fact, my name is Henry Chukwuma Obase. I'm from Dimnanume in Nwangele, local government area of Imo State. And I'm living in Belgium. And I'm happy that this thing is happening in Belgium this night. So wherever you are, all over the world, please feel free to listen to us and to share with us. We are very pleased that you are listening to us. Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
Thank you very much. And we are all happy to be here. The whole world is listening to us from Antwerp in Belgium. Please. Yeah, you can move it forward because then the cable can go. Please. The next person.
Yeah,
we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, and Ahamuabo Chidozie Mbatu Onye Imo State ni Dato North Local Government Onyo Boduku in particular in person. So Adam happy na Adam Nekitum Ndibu. Now at the Kubwa. We now about Onyo Zia Onye Mbatos in Mundibu no Wanele. Adam obi demang and abu phone and under number time no bashing katata no obere kai be back to ep. So and my son bossia no.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, please. The next person.
Good evening, everybody here, and our listener all over the world. My name is Agochukwu Emeka. I'm from Mbitolu Local Government in Imo State of Biafra Land. Thank you, Director, for coming to Belgium.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please, if you can step forward, I will appreciate it. Just come to the microphone because it's not too long. Please, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Raphael Chikeme Anieboka, Ejina Nokoediti. I greet everybody. I welcome everybody for the broadcast of today. I'm the PRO of Biafran in Belgium. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Please, the next person.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Ike Mwazo from Awomama Imo State. Director, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Francis Ogubike Ozoemene. I am from Isuochi in Abia State, Biafran land. I am the provost of the young Biafrans in Belgium. So, you are welcome.
Thank you.
I love what he is doing because to raise up the people that 3.5 million people that were slaughtered unaccounted for in the whole world. That my father was among the people that fought and I didn't know him. So for somebody to come up and say, we want to welcome, we want to remember these people, I want to fight for the cause they died for, because they didn't die in vain. That we, the generation, are still remembering them and we are going to accomplish that they died for, in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, please.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Biafra Queen.
Yeah.
Biafra Queen.
Yeah.
First of all, I will have to say welcome to our director. It's an honor meeting you first time face to face. I've been meeting you, but only your voice. But I'm very, very glad today that I'm among the brothers that are here to witness the change. Just like it happened in America, this one is even more greater.
Thank you.
Because you are really championing the cause, a very good cause. First of all, my name is Oliver Eke. I'm from Enugu Ezike in Nsukka. And Nsukka is in Enugu State of Biafra land. So I also take this opportunity to say hello to my sister, Ebere Chukwu Anieboka. You are doing a good job. And we are with you. And
so that's very good. That's okay. That's okay. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
so... I'm very glad that we are a lot of brothers here in the midst, and I hope many of them will have a change of mind. I know some of them are doubting Thomas, like you say, but I hope that after today, many of them will join the course and follow the moving train that will never stop. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, do we have anybody else willing to introduce themselves, please? Your name and where you come from.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans listening all over the universe and non-Biafrans alike. I am very much delighted, Director, to witness history unfold. We have been hearing this broadcast and the voice of our able Director for many years now. And today, who know me, they will be shocked when I say Namwalamese, because they might be hearing it for the first time. But I'm proud to say that because I know that today I'm in the territory of Biafra. I am very much delighted to be here today to witness this live broadcast. Thank you so much, Director, and may God continue to bless you as you carry us along this struggle in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
Next person, please.
Yeah, please. Can you move forward?
Can you people please?
Ndi Biafra, one day I can do. Are they Biafrans?
Cha, Ibo Kwenu.
Yeah.
Cha, Biafra Kwenu. Director.
Yes, please.
May Almighty God guard and protect you.
Thank you.
And may His light shine upon you.
He said.
For I am proud to be here today. I am a Biafran. I'm a supporter of Biafran. But I have to introduce myself.
Go ahead.
My name is Ezrike Edwin Chineze. I'm from Onechamwempo Autonomous Community in Ezini Tembise, Imo State.
Onechamwempo
Autonomous Community.
My goodness.
In Ezini Tembise.
Amazing.
Imo State of Biafra. Everyone know me in Mbise as Mr. as a jungle man. So I am glad to see you. May the spirit you have be transferred to every Biafran so that they can stand and be fearless, because the battle ahead is strong, and it's only the strong that can defeat his enemy. If you are not strong, you don't have no power to fight your enemy. All the Biafrans all over the world, I greet you all. May the spirit of Nnamdi Nnamdi Kanu, the spirit he's using to fight for us, be upon every Biafran so that we can fight along with him and restore our homeland. Because if you don't restore our homeland, our generation will be lost. Our children will change their name to English name, our Igbo name, our Biafran name, our Ishekiri name, our Urobo name, our Ijaw name, our Efik name, our Ibibio name will be lost. I say, all Biafrans, may the spirit of God fall upon you. In Jesus' mighty name we ask. Amen.
He say. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, good evening, everybody. Good evening, all Biafrans all over the world. My name is Matthew Afam Mberi. I'm from Awidemiri in our Oso local government area, Nimo State. Director, you're welcome.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I am highly impressed. Honestly speaking, I am. Please go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Gina Duchukwuka William Ilochukwu. I am from Umudunu Village. Okay, it is in Idemiri local government area from Biafra land. I say, Director, you're welcome. And thank you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, the next person, please, if you may. And the rest can speak as we go along, as we
standing on the existing protocol.
Go ahead, please.
You're welcome, Director.
Thank you.
My name is Ikechukwu Okwego, Onyobodoku, in Idatom North, local government of Imo State.
Thank you.
And I didn't go to war during the Biafran War, but I experienced the war as little as I was. And as it is today, it takes courage to be doing what you are doing. And I can see people like Nayuku. They were part of the Biafran War. And I don't know why people have not given him the microphone. I'm not supposed to speak before him. I'm supposed to speak before him, change and everyone will force. But Nayuku, I'm sorry anyway.
Mm.
Yeah. Respect is should be given to who deserves it.
Yes, if our veterans are here, they should speak, of course.
So,
yes.
I'm very sorry, sir. Not wasting much of your time. When you'll be going back to London, may God leave you back safely.
You see?
And we'll expect more of this visit. And for those of us that have been convinced, I think this is the beginning. I managed to put on my phone, you made mention of an application which I downloaded immediately, and I put it on and it started working.
Yes.
I started hearing you from my phone, telephone.
Yes.
And that is very convincing.
Of course it is.
And I'm very happy about that.
Thank you.
So God bless you.
Thank you, and you too. Before we go any further, I should have been told, and I'm making this as a warning to every coordinator in the world. Wherever I go to, if we have our veteran at that very place, We give them every recognition. We give them every respect before any other person. Because without them, we won't be here today talking about Biafra. Very, very important. I did not know that we are being graced in this very gathering by a veteran that fought for us. People fell by the side of him. People died. Without men like this, all of you would not be here today. Your parents would have been killed. I think they had only 48 hours to wipe us away from the face of the earth. There were some brave men and women that stood between that very devilish edict and the perseverance of the species of humans on this very earth they call the Biafran people. We must recognize and respect them wherever we find them. Most of you have not seen our video of the 30th of May back home. Before I did anything at home, I had to go and consult the veterans to ask them, do you want us to go forward? They said yes. I said, are you sure? They said yes. I said, you must come to Enugu to make that public to the whole world. And they came. And they gave us the banner which we will fly in battle when it commences. Very, very important that we respect them. I do apologize, please. You may now address us with great humility. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Ndibai, Ndewonu. Yes, Afambo Emeka Nwogu. Yes. Director of Radio Biafra, I thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, a lot of things made me to come today, to come and see you guys. And Anima, thank you for all what you said. There are many things I bought from them. There are many things I will refuse from them. So, because Imagunadnam, Onye Foro, Onye Anwotara, Ofu Bukuru Ijiji, Osikwana Anwokwa, Onwe Ike Bawa Loso. So, but if I may leave a day, Jimaka Mbabu Walog. Yeah, when I order. Adam, I'm from 1946. And they finished secondary school in 1966. Oga Anwaka, Ebido. We kuboku Biafra. Which means not anyone, but ndo juku jiaka. We na, we ne elo. We ne kukwa. Mwa bo nye newi. Otolo newi. Obiofia umwe nem. That's apple mwem nuno. And the umro nye newi amaram today, at least. Ba fa mwa. Anywa bidolaga Biafra. From the first day, I know Abundi is injured for demonstration, Ebido. That time, Nenugu. Amum Nenugu. Zom Nenugu. So, if any Nebasal Biafra, from A, I don't need anybody to write anything about Biafra. If you can come to me, I will tell you everything. From A to Z. From the beginning of the time, Ojuku J released Awolowo from Calabar prison. We put here to Enugu. Near Biafran State House, the opposite the presidential hotel of Enugu. We were always there in the presidential hotel. Okay, now that, so within that time, I name a meeting. Ojuku, Obato, Awolowo, when I call ya, that now, what is happening, what has happened to our people in the north? Adrokwa possible that now we will still stay with these people. And the Enwela agitations, people when they demonstrate. I know what happened in our trade by university that time. Buzindi, oh, buzi the thing nisi. Though all the ministries, not Eastern Nigeria, were not prepared, building up militias. Onyo abuna dindo. But they're up to date. But yeah, as militia, and I train people how to hold guns. How to bring all these things. Then me parade. Now build up the army. But at the time, I be do where now they a little bit perfect in what we are doing, and we grow up militias. My younger brother, Edmond, on our Obi Brussels, Obi Musa we banyame that time. Ofun Abundi is Akpojeto Obola Afo. To protect the border of Biafra, about our border that time. So, if a million bunamwa, my father, I trouble come by me at all because okay, the below secondary school, I passed in school of infantry. Nazaria. My father refused that I would go. That time was in 1961. You understand? So even now, check over here, but at now, I bought a lot of things in Eme and the Ukumaka Biafra. Kaije Biafra. And actually, I go from the beginning of the time, Ojukujuwe declare Zie that republic. And why? That what prompted him to declare Biafra? It was not because we are going to war, or we fight war, or we are declaring war. It was because we had no other option than to be independent of anybody and stay on our own. Because all the arranged plans with Ojukwu and Dr. Dennis Osedebe, the former premier of Midwestern Nigeria, who was living in Enugu that time, because Anapugie Midwest, Obiazie station on Enugu. So, if I may say, Edgeway declared Biafra. Oganachi declared this Biafra. Ojukwu, Abogom, look, there's nothing we can do again. That now, what we will do is what is the demand of the people. Oganachi, if I know what the House of Chiefs. So, the whole chiefs in Eastern Nigeria, where is called? When you Ojukwu mandate, see that now our people have been demonstrating every day. So we want our republic. So Ojukwu, Ojukwu, where Gwawolowo see that now? Look at what our people are doing. You have seen the roads and everywhere on the streets. There's nothing we can do again except to put up the demand of the people. Then I will always see that now. If a Emelie Ebuna, he cannot say anything now. He has to go to his place and meet his people. Omi to hear his people. This is the true story. Omi to hear his people. Then, Okowal his people, then he will be there. See, if Biafra is going, if the Igbos are going, the Yorubas will go. That was the decision. Ojukwu will say, okay. We will help you to go back to your place. Where's Yozi? Some people were from Yoruba land. Where they have follow, they are their man now. They release get from prison that time. Before then, any release them out of prison. Before then, go and who gonna get release Awolowo? But now, he didn't have the power to go and release him because Awolowo was in Enugu under Ojukwu. Was in Calabar under Ojukwu, that is governor of Eastern Nigeria at that time. So Eastern region that time. So Ojukwu, when Awolowo convoy, we bugida Awolowo with his people, we bugida to what do you call him, Onitsha Head Bridge. Then they continued from there. We bugida, we lead there to this thing. Head Bridge. We lead there to Yoruba land. So, Ogo, within the time, within 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I know that now, ML, Awolowo, the Minister of Finance. Finance Minister. And second in command.
Yes, that's correct.
You understand? So, wait, my brother. So, Anmagwai Onyembo. So, Abromo, man of the street from that time. I was educated. I was educated at that particular time. So I'm everything mellow. And they seem from the roots. So under normal circumstances, Ojukwu will see that Nebabuna Yana Wolo Womes Sifa. Metazifanina Owebuna Wolo Zebe in join ya go on. While they were all fighting against what had happened in the north. Every member, nearly all the members of all families in Eastern Nigeria, at least one person in the north, that time. If Putana Enugu that time, all the fields, when ML homes, this is not stadium. Everywhere the free liberal people were building tents. So even now, take over that now. I will mention this thing. I will be do this. I will Ojukwu will declare the Republic of Biafra. When I cover that now, we are declaring this republic because that now I don't want any other option. We cannot stay with the people who cannot. We cannot stay in a country where we are not able to. We are not able to live in that country. So we will stay in our place and we live in our place and we remain in a body, and then we are the part of the bite of Biafra. And then the republic was announced. Then it's all said everywhere that no buna if I know me fan. Then the Hausa Danjuma. We see that now in 40, we see our world, we see go on that now. He will defeat Biafra under 20, under 47, 48 hours. Because you will clean up Biafra. We see that now. That there is no army or any force from any, no army in Africa, black Africa, that can defeat Biafra. Because Anyanwu Abundebo, the elites, the Indibo, Abundebo, the elites, at that particular time, all the, most of the learned and then in the federal government that time, if I permanent secretaries, Indibo, nothing less than 87% of all the permanent secretaries in the whole ministries that time, learned elites. So even Nachigwa Ibuna, when I entered the Air Force, I didn't go to the army because I had to choose either the army or the Air Force. So my father directed it that I would go to the Air Force. So I entered the Air Force in Port Harcourt immediately after the fall of Enugu. Enugu fell. Then I entered Nnewi. Okay, I entered Nnewi. I had to go and join the army. Then Mu Abanyezie Air Force. Fortunately for me, I was taken into the Air Force as a personnel. Then later we had to go to the School of Infantry from the Air Force. I choose time from there in order to, because I belong to the flying wing of the Biafran Air Force. So Ewesi Uli, we put anyi to first of all Ihioma. Inside Ihioma, the headquarters of Biafran Air Force, our commanders, we put our inspectors here, we choose some people for the School of Infantry. And we choose them inside there. Because you have to be strong, and then your height, according to, you know, so everything, factual, I had it then. So, Munga we banya to the Biafran Air Force, and we train them as a navigator, bombardier. We did join to the School of Infantry. I were not there. Now, the School of Infantry was in Ihioma there also that time. The girls' school was the headquarters of the Biafran Air Force, and then Ihioma, one elementary school was the School of Infantry there. So, I was trained in the school. I was not there. I was not there. I was not too many things, if you can, plannings and everything. But imago in the Air Force, Biafran Air Force, onoradika nyadichoro so powerful because Nigerian Air Force was more powerful than us. They had MiG-15 and MiG-17. Then we had only bombers, like civilian planes. The research and production, they converted them to bombers. So we had a DC-3 that we normally use to go and bomb. But that thing was very dangerous because if any MiG stops us in the air, I got a difficulty at 17 inside the this thing. So if any MiG only, bam, it will just destroy us. So one thing is that I went with her If I not bought the Biafran babies, I'm talking about the Air Force, because inside the Air Force, we had Air Force intelligence, we have flying wing, we have engineering, Air Force engineering, we had what they call the one BAF regiment, and then the second BAF regiment. I were tactical headquarters, Nuruala, while our headquarters, Biafran Air Force headquarters, was in Ihioma. So, Mua, we were going from Uli to Uga, because Uga is where we had a tactical airstrip. Second tactical airstrip, where I normally stay. You understand? So, because now I am the operational, and they had to leave us there. So any type of any time, we will move for operation anytime, and it will be very secretive. So because the Nigerian power, they had the strength. The only thing we had was the Biafran babies. We had 18 Biafran babies. You understand? So these Biafran babies we had were the only operational thing we had, because one thing is that the first operation in the Air Force, Biafran Air Force, EJ, after that is in the Nigeria, we go to buy a bomb, even from Enugu. So the first operation, before I entered the Air Force, they went to one, the first operation in Lagos, to go and bomb Lagos. But there, when they were taking the operation, I think they made a mistake. But we had most of our good pilots and navigators, they were all in the plane there. But that plane exploded in the air and killed everybody. The first operation. But we used this DC-3 converted to bomber by the research and production. 8 years ago, plane ne distribute bullet before. We convert automatic guns on our. Then IJB operation, we open one of the doors. Then I went even at one manual operation. Moabu navigator, I worked only with the compass. I stayed with the pilot, co-pilot, and myself. Then the others at the back, we manned the bombs inside the plane. So anything can happen at any time. One of the bombs can knock to each other. Abu na Oluzo from the this thing. Abu na operational care. Abu that now I had to go finished in the air. So, the most successful operation we went with the DC-3 was the one we went to Otuocha to go and deliver bullets packed in Gari bags, because some of our battalions there, they were circled by the Nigerian army, and they were destroying them one by one, because they didn't have enough arms, so we had to go and drop bullets packed in the Gari bags, so that they will be able to save themselves and find a way out from there to come back. But it was a very successful operation. So Ojukwu was the person who commanded the operation. So he came to Uli. We left 4 o'clock in the morning for the operation. So that day, nobody, 11th Division that was operating in Nene, we are not told. Brigadier Amadi was the commander of the 11th Division. They were shooting us. They were thinking that it was an enemy plane. So when we passed through that place, many people got bullets from the operation, but I didn't get anything. Captain Barry Brown. Onye Chobi lead the operation with one man, Captain Robustin. Onye England. Captain Robustin was the only mercenary I wear na Air Force. But Ibi Brand did not go. And we all in the operation, we thought that Ibi Brand was a member of the AMOC, so he will never die. So now Kaiju Kasiobi, where he did the operation. But as Ibi Brown, with Captain Robertson, then he jumped down. He didn't go for the operation. So we are thinking that all of us will die, because Ibi Brown was not there. Ibi Brown himself was killed by our pilots. You understand? Was killed by our people. Was not killed by Nigeria. The operation went well. We came back. Immediately in our land in Uli. Now land like this. We had when the tires were all finished. So we landed without tires. This was the greatest operation. Ojukwu gave us double promotion from there. Everybody who went for the operation because it was successful. One, but when we were landing, immediately we landed around 5. Before we were getting out of the plane, I must say, Beni Ine, bunker is in Ime airport. So everybody must get out and get cover. You know, in that means we all left the plane. Immediately the plane now, Kusi, the pilot now, puta, yeah, Captain Robertson, then the big 15 Bia, Ogbonje Bia, clean the plane, Ogbonje, there in the airport, in the airfield there. Everyone on our part. So, if a Melo, Njiwe puta, see, can be here. Naturally, all the ma can be mado, Malsia, if you follow. Because IDAJ maintain the dignity led by our brothers and fathers. You understand? Like some of you, your fathers. IDAJ continue to bring about all this, what do you call it, the republic we want to make. You understand? Because if any man in Nigeria today, all the very difficult, now all these things, we will be keeping quiet if we don't have to let them know we have another chance. You understand? Okay, one thing is very, very important. Okay, I know Silaya, Ojukwu, Jebefano. I was still having contact with him. Because Muno Ojukwu, I see from the same place. And I'll be here. And I will be at Atuli, driver, straight to the state house. I am a state house na here. Oye, but the man, Bukwa Mai, from my Ikun Nemfa, that is from Otolo Newi, na Mbo Major Akabog. Oye, but the commander of the Biafran State House, in Ihiala, open Ihiala Junction there, just the other side of Ihiala Hospital, like this, the other side of Ihiala Junction. About only one end there. Only about the Biafran State House. About Ojukwu na there every time. Okay now, man Ojukwu himself. Now most of the time now, around Uruala there, within that time, and maybe somewhere at Mbise. So, but even now, check our about that now. All the very important that now. Most of you, Nacho, Makara, Ikuka is Jiloso, Chubogo, I got a man or Gubong. Most of the time, in Biafra, if a man at Biafra, and my wife, and we're about 8 of our captains, I'm a Maka, Captain Ibi Barry Brown, Malo, Captain, Malo, Captain, Mal Captain Abwefuna. Mal Captain Wanku or something like that. Okeke. Most of these people were killed by our pilots too. Onwe the pilots to see America. Onwe pilots to see Germany. Webia to Biafra. Ojukuje, all of them from America and from Germany. We were staying in the same dormitory. We were all living in the same dormitory. We started the movement from the same dormitory in Uli. Okay, Aibu, under flying wing. I in China not at the same office. Okay, I know Ogai not China not at the same office. Okay, I know Ihioma, I know China not at the same office. Onyebu, the commander at that time of the flying wing, Onyana, well, Captain, squadron leader, Akosa. Nobody do the only bina Uria Uruala. So something in this form. Ibekwana Ame, Biafra na ami because ndi Air Force bukwa ndi nulo ogu uguta ndi adakpo second Bath regiment non uguta ofunwa bukwa ndi nulo ogu uguta clear ndi Hausa nile di banye uguta ndi Hausa capture uguta isi uguta puta like this igbada to obele maybe 3 kilometers ibata iba na akpo ozala wetu okwu irapo ozala iputa amoka eh iputa amoka ahwa na ulu airport od na main road etua. Okay, so from uguta if you shell from uguta you get ulu airport. So Ojukwu himself came out to command the clearing of the whole Hausa troops battle uguta. But Onwatogu refused him. With a friend of mine, Onyebu is second, Onyalakpo Lee Marshall, Captain Agunwa. Onyanwa, Bundi Onwatogu Owebia, where seize Yojuku, and seize Yojuku Ebu Pojuku, Kaojuku Pua. He cannot stay there while we were fighting. So the whole efforts, Bundi, plus the I think 17th brigade with Onwatogu Bundi bia chopo these people Bundi bia nyaka we stand out e clear and out in the battle of Guta at that time. So what I'm trying to say in the main is that Adam Ekenonu, now your patience and your what do you call it your courage eputa. Now I met all this, asking that I must come here today at least, because
closer to your mouth.
Yeah, yes. I was sorry. Asking Agma, they're here today because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm with another get together. But if any me about that now, I will approve what your people are doing. Yeah, because at least more madat now. I lost nothing less than 86% of my personal friends. Munafaje secondary school, my Munafaje lo, Munafama in Enugu, Munafa I Bikole, because more than 86% of them, I lost them during the war. All my friends. So I know that we lost too much. And my set, we lost a lot. You understand? But if I get meme, if I get meme, so I'm a junior. In a quiet, even the Boko Haram Nachi man, Nemani, Nama, all parts of Nigeria, name quite just till Abuja, even, you know, Abashite Fankit, because only Abuna Buena was a boy Boko Haram. Okay, other, and there's Yezo. Onye obuna bu onye asa bu Boko Haram. Nigerian government, within the time, Muama, Abia Mobudo in 1971. Are we not? So, but within the time, Muama, between 1973, where we are today, Nigerian government has been giving Fanenye, the northern states, all northern states, the billions and billions of money, trying to let them elevate their educational standard. But this money is, when they give it to them, they will share it and tell the people that Western education is not good. And they will be taking out of this small lot, feeding them, giving them soup every day, these children. People will be burning and burning children without thinking of how they will feed them. Then they turn to Boko Haram. Then when you don't feed, the Easterners are not here. All the Igbos, all the Westerners, the Yorubas, all the Bendalites, they get their children and they feed them and they send them to school. They pay their school fees. Why shouldn't the Northerners pay their school fees and feed their children? They will just burn children and say God is giving them children. God is not giving you children. You cannot be given children by God. You have to make plan and make family planning and know how many children you can have. Like me, I can have 2 children. Obama had 2 children. Clinton had 1 child. Bush had one of the richest families in the whole world. He has 2 children. Why should you make 10 children? Why you cannot feed one? This is what is making the Boko Haram, They burn children and put them on the street. And then later it will be the problem of the common man of the Igbos. They say it's Boko Haram. They are deceiving themselves and they are all devils. So what happened is this. I don't want to go too far because you people know what I know today. I'm praising you, giving you courage. I am emegum much of what I can do. So, if it is for you people who know the way to get into it, but not too much force. Palestine, they have been struggling to get independence for a long time. They have not gotten it. These other people, the Tibet. So all these things, Buddha, we will find a way to lob in our project and our program, but not by force. Not too much force. Anybody who comes to attack us, that is what Ojukwu was waiting for. We didn't attack the Nigerians that time. They attacked us. And we could attack them. But only one time we tried to attack them, within 24 hours, 48 hours, we were in Ore. From Head Bridge. I know what happened. But we should not attack anybody. If they attack us in our place, somebody said something very, very important here. When you are building, my son is in Abuja. He built a lot of houses too in Abuja. You understand? So I'm not talking about. Most of you know my son here. Some of you know my son here. So one thing is this. I am not talking about not going to build or not going to develop other places. The Igbo man likes to be with people. Regardless of your religion. Because what is happening now, some of these ne'er-do-wells, some of these people who are pushing all these people to go and destroy in the name of religion. They don't have. So, in fact, I will leave you people like this and thank you for whatever.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Your advice is well taken. There are some of you who will speak. There are many of you here. You will get the time to do so after the news presentation. Then we'll go around. You have time to speak. We are also here tomorrow. If you want us to be here till 1 a.m., we can be here. All of you can speak. But I think it's a very good thing to allow a veteran of his quality and caliber who was close to the decision-making process to be able to address you so you understand what you're in for. He concluded by saying that Ojukwu did not attack anybody. They attacked us first. What is Boko Haram doing today? Is it not attack? Is that not attack? We are doing exactly the same thing they did, which is to defend ourselves. But the only difference now is we have the opportunity to prepare very, very well so we don't lose. And to tell you that between now and the end of 2015 is the appointed time, at the time they fought, there was no Boko Haram of this intensity. Now, I have said this before, and I want people to listen very carefully. Boko Haram is intent on establishing a caliphate. It's called a caliph. They want to establish the same type of society they believe they had when Prophet Muhammad was on the earth. They are not going to stop until they get it. This is one thing you need to put in our heads. They never ever stop. If the Nigerian army turns around to face us, to march down to the east, to come against us, Boko Haram will overrun them. And each area that Boko Haram captures or conquers, they convert to an Islamic caliphate. They don't want that because most of the officer class and most of them in the infantry of the zoo, they come from the so-called southern Kaduna, middle belt, the so-called middle belt. If they turn around to come and fight us, their villages will be gone. They will be converted to Islam. They know that very well. Between now I tell you, and the 31st of December of next year is a golden opportunity to leave the zoo forever and ever. And we cannot fail, and I'll tell you why we can't fail. When that war was fought, there was no radio Biafra that you can broadcast from anywhere. That time, Okoko and the man, maybe he knows better than myself, will travel from one village to the other, if I'm mistaken, to go and broadcast. Then, right now, the technology we have at our disposal, look at how many equipments we have here. When our lines open, you will know that the world is listening. There is nothing we cannot do now. The scientists that converted a DC-10 into a bomber, those of them that built Ogunigwe, they gave birth to children. Do you know what the children are? They're even more deadly than their father before them. All we need to do, which is what we're doing now, is to assemble them together. Ojukwu did not prepare for war because Gowon attacked. Right now, we have all the time in the world to prepare. We are not going to meet Nigeria in battle, in what is called total war. We will undermine them from within. We will kill that army and destroy it completely. One thing you must know is this. If you fail to do anything at all, out of cowardice or fear, you'll be turned to Islam anyway. If you like, you fight them. If you like, you stay at home. They'll come after you and kill you. As simple as that. Have you ever heard in your life that 500 Hausa Fulani Boko Haram traveling to Port Harcourt, they don't speak English, they don't understand Igbo language, they have no money on them, traveling to Port Harcourt? If you're from Anambra State or from Enugu, so to speak, there is a bridge dividing Anambra, Ezu River, in Amansia. Go there. All Hausa Fulani. The whole, everywhere, Eziago gone. The areas around Udi gone. They tell the men, you cannot go to the farm. You go to the farm, they rape your grandmothers. They rape your mothers and they kill them. Go to Enugu Hospital, you see it. In my dictionary, that constitutes an attack. The more you keep quiet, the more such rubbish will continue happening. And the quote, when I say, when the Ulahana Boko Hana Chuoke. Most of us that Chukwu Abiyama gave the grace to come abroad, when we talk about Biafra, they laugh. There were some men that went, is this Antwerp where you have the Jews here, yes? Selling diamond, yes? Go there and ask them tomorrow morning before you come to tomorrow's session. Ask them, did anybody, there was a man from Europe called Wiseman, W-E-I-Z-M-A-N. This same wise man went around the whole world preaching to the Jews that there is a place called Israel. Let us go back. Here you are. They don't love you. They were laughing at them as usual. You know our people. You know we are the same thing, the same behavior. Until Hitler caught them, came into this land, packed all of them to concentration and killed them, 6 million. And then they started scrambling to find home with nothing. All those buildings they had, all the banks they built in Europe, they were running to go back home. When they got home, they told them, oh, I'm sorry, yo, that land is now gone. Somebody else is there. Who are those people? They are Arabs. They are Palestinians. They now had to fight their way in into their own compound. The same thing will happen to you if you do nothing. And the joy of modern tech is that all these things are being recorded for posterity. So that when it happens to you, your grandchildren will listen to you and ask you, Grandpa, what did you do when you had the message? Even again when you had it. You will say, I was in Antwerp, we are making money. I was shipping container then. I couldn't do anything. And out of that, you became a slave forever and ever. You see that piece of land they fought for? We are going to bring it out of the zoo called Nigeria. Or else every living organism will die. I swear before God and before man, every living thing will die if there is no Biafra. Because life is not worth living without Biafra. Life is not worth it without Biafra. Munamai kangunu. Nkanyi diebo wundu. We are in another person's land, feeling big, in somebody else's land. How about if they said tomorrow that you should go home? What will you do? You start applying for paper. You start dragging.
That is nonsense. We come from somewhere. We must go there and build it up. The work they started, we must finish it. We don't want to be the... Have you ever heard that there is a group of people that fought a war to be free, and then after that they kept quiet? Have you heard of that before? Nobody... Once you start on your path to freedom, you never stop until you get it. Ojukwu said that no force can defeat Biafra. And we are here today in Antwerp preaching Biafra. So the man was right. Biafra is still ongoing. A brother rang this morning and talked about the spirit of Aaron. The spirit of Aaron, the spirit of Thomas, the spirit of Jude. That's what he talked about this morning. And I added the spirit of Yoruba and Hausa. The spirit of Aaron is this. We are impatient. Moses went up to the mount. I couldn't believe when this man was lecturing us this morning. I learned so much from him. Moses was busy going up to the mountain and fasting and praying to bring down the laws of God to man. To the Israelites. They waited for him. He wasn't up to 20 hours. They said, please, this type of God we're waiting for who hasn't come after 2 days. Please mold something there. Let's worship it. They did. Moses broke the tablet. God was upset with him. Who are you to break my word? Who are you? You won't see that place. And to all of you dancing around this sculpture, you will die here. You will not see this kingdom I've given to you. It's not our portion. I agree with you. It is not our portion. That's why we are here. Not tomorrow, you say we did not tell you. We must go to read the news, please. And then after that, we take calls. And then you can speak as much as you want, because we have come here to see you. Some of you here contribute money every month to make sure that this thing is possible. The technology buried in all these things you're looking at here, BBC do not have it. Imagine if they were cynical. Imagine if they were doubting us. We'll be here today. Sometimes in life, you have to believe. Most of you did not know where you were going to end up when you come to Europe. But you ended up in Amsterdam. Sorry, in Antwerp. Here. Some are in Amsterdam, where I was yesterday. Some are in Geneva. Some are in Zurich. All over the world, we are there. As he said, and I have some babu gare gog. We have gotten to the extent where we are close to hopelessness. We don't want to go there. This is Radio Biafra. And I thank our veteran, please, for taking us that memory lane. Most of the things we know, we are told to us by our parents, and the rest we manage to gain out of hard study and research. We must go on. And please, for those of you listening from all over the world, the number to call is +324657029 02. I repeat, the number here in Antwerp in Belgium tonight and tomorrow morning and also tomorrow evening is +324657029 02. As usual, our Skype lines are on. The Skype is there, just simply Radio Biafra. We are on Viber and Tango. And also, I believe, Rapid Response 68 for all our principal officers. Should they have any announcements they wish to bring to our attention? This is Radio Biafra. We must now go to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Two policemen arrested for stealing 30 million naira from Oba Akiolu's palace. Two policemen stealing. What do you expect from ordinary people if police people are stealing? Boko Haram terrorist group is worth $70 million. That is their value. As at today's market price, it may go up tomorrow, depending on how many people they kill. 70 million. But they are arresting MASOP members for wearing a t-shirt. Benjamin Onwuka is in detention in Abuja for wanting to go to a radio station to talk about Biafra. Those of them going to Port Harcourt to kill you and I, they gave them 20,000 naira each to go back to their villages. The six suspects that came to kill you at Winners Chapel in Owerri, they have returned them to the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. I ask this question wherever I go to. Have you ever seen a Hausa person in police cell anywhere in Igbo land before? Is there a question? Una hunugonya wasa no lo ikoni. Have you ever seen a Hausa person at a police station behind the counter before in your life? It means they do not commit crime. Is that correct? They commit crime, they come with dagger and they kill you. They rape your mothers and your grandmothers. They stop you from going to the farm. And we are here. All grown up men, some young. And we still bear the name Ahamefule. I think we should drop that name. Unless we are willing to do something between now and the 31st of December of 2015. This year is the year of the double red moon. You miss this calendar, is over for you. For the next 41 years, you'll be a slave. This cycle comes around every 40 years. Every 40 years, it comes. There is always an opportunity for a landmark event to happen every 40 years. Go and check it anywhere, anytime, any day. Now is our turn. You miss it, and it's gone forever. At least for our generation, we will be swept away anyway by Boko Haram. They are coming. You think America will save you? Let them go and save Iraqis now. America said they're not going in. You know who the ISIS are? You think they're your average Islamic jihadist? They have what is called a scorched earth policy. Anywhere they go through, they burn it down. They are being supported all over the world. So you're not hearing that they are traveling from Britain to go and fight? You didn't hear that in the news? Didn't you hear it here? Your age mates are traveling to go and fight. Not even for their country, for their religion. And we are here laughing in Antwerp. When you hear about Biafra, you're laughing like a fool. Obasanjo's failed 8 years in power and Yar'Adua's sick 3 years in power are the benchmark that Jonathan has surpassed and proud of, according to PDP. We don't read such news here. Rift over Biafran oil revenue derivation deepens. Now, this is why you have one Nigeria oil. They have come for your oil. Before, they used to give you 7%. They increased it to 8% from that 13% of your own property. Imagine going to the farm and go and cutting palm fruit. You come, you buy the palm fruit, you pound it very well, you squeeze oil from it. And somebody will come in from somewhere with habada and say to you, hey, that thing you have done, give me 87% of it and take the rest. And you say, oh, but I have it. You say, shut up. Who are you? Come on, give it to me. In fact, load it in the car for me. They came for your oil. That is the meaning of One Nigeria. One Nigeria means crude oil coming from Biafra land. People from Biafra land went to the confab and they are begging them, please, can you increase this thing you're giving to us, Oga, from 13%, please. Please, Oga, make it 18%. And they said no. They are looking to reduce the 30% you have. And you're telling me about One Nigeria. Somebody in Sokoto. Can anybody here tell me what Sokoto contributes to the economy of the zoo? I'm waiting. What does Sokoto State bring to the table in Nigeria? Thank you very much. Boko Haram. That's their contribution. You people are very mean. Says Boko Haram. They are looking for your oil. That's the only reason why they want you. The murderer and criminal, Peter Obi, a murderer. You know, there is something unique about black people, which Ojukwu challenged, which is why they hate him so much. Ojukwu was trying to prove that a black African person is actually a human being and not an animal. That's why they hated him. How dare you tamper with something that the white person created? Who are you? The same mentality filtered in. Do you remember that when the white people left, it is those that the white British appointed that became your governors and your ministers. You know that very well. And then who they appointed. The same thing is happening now. Do you see how you bow down before anybody with federal position in your village when they come back to do Thanksgiving in the village? Anytime a Hausa person appoints one of you, you start dancing all over the place. The same thing is happening now. The likes of Peter Obi. Peter Obi came and killed your own flesh and blood, your own brother, said shoot at sight, 2006. Killed these young men about a year ago, dumped their body inside the Zoo River. You still go ahead. If he comes here now, this hall will be full. Isn't that correct? Because you have no conscience. No conscience. And that is where Boko Haram is killing you. You lack conscience. The experience we had during the war should have brought us together. But as soon as the war finished, Okpa Biasika was appointed. Every saboteur was rewarded with ministerial appointments. That rubbish has come to this very moment. That is why Peter Obi can come out and kill you. And you see him as your hero and your leader. No wonder we are outside sweeping the streets when there is oil coming from your land. Is anybody here from Uguta? From Awomama? From Aguleri? Omuleri? Are you here? Anybody from even Abia State? Let's put it that way. That is oil in Okwa. Awomama? Ohaji? Aguleri? Amazing, isn't it? That you are broad sweeping the street. Now, as our brother said, this Al-Majri is born on the road. That is why they answer Kanu. They answer Maiduguri. They answer Al-Haji, Al-Haji, because there is no name to give them. Their mother gave birth to them on the road. So what they do is, when they look around, any signboard they see, they answer the name. You don't know that? So you people, you don't know. That is why you have Maman Katsina. There is a place called Katsina. They give birth to you on the road. Anytime, and your mom will abandon you there, you start begging. Any day you grow up and you look, and you can read Arabic, and you say, you see a sign that says, Tafawaba. You know, Tafawaba is a village. You start answering the name. That's your name. If you look around, there's no name, you answer Al-Haji. Al-Haji. You know that somebody with that name, you know that? You know somebody's called Al-Haji, Al-Haji? Oh, they don't know that. He was an ambassador at large or something of that sort. Al-Haji, Al-Haji, that's his name. Thank you very much. Former Minister of Finance. Al-Haji, Al-Haji. Is that, oh, there's even Abubakar in the middle. That's why I love Radio Biafra. That's why I love it. We learn every day. So nobody can call him Al-Haji, Al-Haji. At least he had to add something. Abubakar in the middle to break it up. That is the news headlines. We shall be going to the lines very, very shortly because of the time constraints that we do have. That is what we are presenting this very day. If the barrister gets back to us, we shall bring him to you. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Antwerp here in Belgium. The number to call is +32. In fact, our lines are open. The number to call is +32 465702902. I repeat, +32, which is the code for here in Belgium, 465702902. Also, our Skype lines are open. If you have anything to say, advice to give us, what you think we should do to make sure that Biafra comes, now is your time to do so. You will raise your hand. I'm sure somebody is doing the work of provost here for us. You step forward and you say whatever thing you want to say. If you have any question to ask, you ask it. Let's take this call. Okay. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah. Director, I'm hearing you.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you're calling from, please turn the system down. We are in Antwerp in Belgium.
Yes, I know. Director, my name is Obak Atusim, calling from Amsterdam.
From Amsterdam, thank you very much. Amsterdam was rocking yesterday. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, I salute your resolute, I salute your formidability, I salute your braveness. Do you know that after the meeting yesterday night, we stayed awake till 5 o'clock discussing about what we had?
Amazing.
We were saying to ourselves, what type of human being are you? Do you sleep?
I do, for 3 hours and 15 minutes sometimes.
We are very happy. We are very happy for what you are doing for Biafra people. We salute your courage. We thank you very much. I also salute the courage of our veteran there. I like what you did there about the respect you gave to him. It's very, very commendable. Director, we that is in Amsterdam here, we are missing you that when you left, everybody was crying that we wish you stay long here because people was interested on this message. We know very well that it's not your message, because if it's your message, you can't do it. We know that God will continue to guide you and protect you anywhere you go all over the world.
Yes,
our brothers in Antwerp, we encourage you people to listen. This message is not the gospel of Nnamdi Kanu. It's the gospel of God. He's going around, bring everybody that is Biafran together. Listen to him. This is our time to be free. Thank you, and enjoy with our director. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. We also have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. We have one on Skype. They're everywhere calling. The one on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
I can hear you, director.
Go ahead.
Director, I greet you.
Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Ekene Dilichukwu. I'm calling from India.
From India. Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, director, I want to greet you. I want to thank you for everything you are doing. You know, I am one voice no budo ibo yota. Like I am one of India. I chikako no we niku. Na ife ana go fuma ife adero ma. So I went na jo I we niku. Hello.
We are listening to you attentively. We are very, very quiet listening to you, please. Make it 1 minute. So, a lot of people want to speak here and also on the phone.
So I want to go Jacob new put that Mbosiona EFA Tiro. I away, Yotago. I decided to go that now I have why I hope to my may fit the nefa. Oh, twice the road.
Yes. We have lost him. Unfortunately, we have. Do we have a caller on the phone? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they can't. They're calling us from home. Very, very important. If I start taking calls, they will be here till tomorrow morning. Who has something to say? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Amazing. These are new callers. They don't know a protocol that once you pick or hear my voice, you put your system down. It will filter to them later. Who has something to say here, please? You step forward and say it. Please come closer. Come closer. Yes, all the callers, stay where you are. If you're on Skype, on the phone, remain where you are. We're coming to you. We have somebody here that has something to say. Once they finish, we shall come to you. Please stay where you are. Please go ahead. Go ahead. Turn it on. I think it's off. Thank you. Go ahead.
Please, all protocol observe. We thank our able director for coming. We thank our able director for coming. Also, thank everybody for coming here. It is something remarkable and thanksgiving to see able men coming here today to witness this event. I'm very grateful to the director and to each one of us. But taking us from the history, we have to note that we have a missionary from Belgium. I can't remember his name, who helped Biafra. And the initiator of Caritas is from Belgium. We are grateful to Belgian citizens and Belgian people for all their help they gave to us during the Biafran War. Secondly, from research, we know that Biafra is a spirit. Even from research in 2003. Even before that, people have already made it that Biafra is a spirit. My name is Ike Elegonye. In the first place, if you have to talk about Nigeria, there is a book, The Silence Takeover, that have taken Nigeria over. If you read that book, you know that Nigeria has been taken over. It was a lady who did the research. And also, there's also another research that said about the people ruling us. Even in our local villages or any place, anybody appointed to lead there is appointed by somebody, and somebody appointed the person. It's not the people's will. So we have to note that. And the China Chebe in 2012, he wrote a book, There Was a Country. Please, I'm still on the note that there is a country. We need to work towards that. That's why we have here to restore Biafra. We can do it collectively. It's not a personal, or you will see the director if he goes home now, then nobody will come when we call Biafra meeting. Please, whenever we call Biafra meeting with the EBO coordinator here, Kisili, and his co-workers, please try to be here for Biafra meeting. In that book, he stated that Nigeria is a failed state. He gave the index about Nigeria is a failed state. That's why last Saturday, I went to where Ohanes Ndigbo. They were all there. I spent the whole day there because of Biafra. And normally when it comes to Biafra, I have to be there to whether I have to scan some people and encourage them that we are in a course. So they were doing something about arrow of God. Director, they were doing arrow of God at 50, and they say it's a cultural something they are doing. But you cannot talk of culture without talking for your freedom. That's what I learned as a child.
Of course.
You have to stop first your freedom. I got my own ebe. When I went there, I thought there is something, because I have a knowledge about arrow of God. I did the research on arrow of God 2006. On that research about arrow of God, it's talking about educating the younger ones to know their political and their social and their cultural responsibility. I was thinking that the people who organized the gathering will even come with their children somewhere where they will be teaching them. I like to say it now that the director is here. If it's possible that the Ohanese people in Belgium will come and defend themselves, why this is good to organize cultural something. I'm not against it. But as it stands, how can we invite China Chebe in his lifetime? Rejected the honors from Nigeria. Twice, not once. Personally, I can witness that at this age, I know what to say and what to do. He rejected it twice. And the people are calling people from embassy to come and witness what is happening with China Chebe. So if see it here and the invited people and the in that thing, we have to tell the whole world. They got a lot of sponsors. I'm not against whoever to sponsor them. If they can get these sponsors, why can't they sponsor Biafra? That's one of the questions I also need to ask them. If they can be sponsoring all this while we are doing this, why can't they sponsor? It's the British who taught us that the best way to divide people is divide and rule. You divide these people, you give them honor, you give them rank, you give them money. You have divided them, and the people scattered. We are the only people at Bosnia. When they were fighting, they organized themselves. Lebanon, when they were fighting, they organized themselves. Israel, when they were fighting, they organized themselves. We are the only people who doesn't want to organize ourselves. It's a big pressure to us. That's why when we started Radio Biafra, with some people, you know, people wanted to push it out. We still insist. And thank God, on the 30th of May, when we went for the rally, I was crying. Why I was crying is because I saw people who gathered. Something we started with Carol Monday, in a very pleated thing, I saw people gathered to do this. So, in my analysis about Biafra, from, he said that Ugumba. So, let us be frank to ourselves to note that we have to gather as a people to do something about Biafra. If not, we at this lifetime in ANC motto. The ANC motto said, in our lifetime, and they got it in our lifetime. If you read about the long walk to freedom, you see that the ANC said, in our lifetime, and they made it in their lifetime. If we can say unionism in our lifetime, we will get Biafra in our lifetime. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. You spoke very, very well. Thank you. My dear brother, we have people everywhere. We ask them to stay where they are. We have a caller on the phone. Hello? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Hello?
He wants to hear his voice on the radio.
Hello?
Amazing. He wants to hear his voice first before he says anything. We are going to... we ran short of cables. One of them is poor. But we are going to Tango. Can you hear me? The caller on Tango. Can you hear me?
Director?
I can hear you very well. Sir. Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Malaysia.
And your name, please?
My name is Chinedu Kukwe from Enugu State, Udi local government.
Thank you. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Actually, I just want to thank you, sir, for what you have been doing for the indigenous people of Biafra. I am so happy. I'm so glad. Each time I hear your voice, I always feel the growth from going through my lungs as a person. I just wish if the way you are telling the whole Europe, you can at least come to Malaysia, because we have so many Biafrans, if you will permit me to use the word Igbo, so many Igbo here in Malaysia, and sometimes when I go out to evangelize on these struggles, you will see some people who will be telling you they will be ready to fight you on this cause. And sometimes I used to like get angry with them to the point of even fighting. Also, for them to be able to come to listen to the radio. But at the end, you end up in arguments or fighting. They will tell you negative things concerning the struggle. So, and I believe if you can be able to come to Malaysia with your talk, with your preaching, with your boldness, with the Spirit of God in you, they will also be possessed to understand that they need freedom as well. Like what happened yesterday, one of my friends who was where they are ball in the field. To the point that the guy have to challenge them to, they nearly try to fight each other. And this guy has to tell him, if they declare Biafra war, you will be the first I will kill. He told his brother like that, due to the point of the argument of Biafra issue. So I don't know if you can be able to make this thing as, put it in your schedule, at least before you go back to Nigeria, you come to Malaysia again. That is one. And then somebody asks, this guy that make this fight with the other guy, ask this question. Those people who did not buy this, who did not support this struggle, either financially and the otherwise, what would be their reward?
Their reward will be that those of them who are outside...
So it's a question, sir.
Yes, I will answer you. And thank you very much for calling. Their reward will be this. If you're outside and you're able to, and you do not support Biafra, when Biafra comes, you will not come to Biafra land without paying. All the money you owe, you will pay it before you come in.
there is a president. Go to Kosovo and ask them. When Kosovo was fighting for the independence, there are some people from Kosovo that said, oh no, it doesn't concern us. It's nothing to do with us. What happened to them? They wait for you at the airport. Everything is computerized. We have all the names of people supporting us. Everybody's name is there. If your name is not there, you go back or you pay. It doesn't matter when they are. Somebody will go and sacrifice their family, sacrifice their life and their earnings, everything for you to come in and enjoy. If we allow you to do that, we are setting a very ugly, ugly precedent. Such people are those that will go and when you appoint them as a minister or commissioner, they will steal money and run away and say, Chineke wakwandi and Enoch. It won't happen now. A Biafra is not a Biafra for nothing. You come in, you take and you go. No. Ask yourself, what have I done for my country? Nothing. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. If anybody else has something here to say, they must say it. We have come to you. We expect you to say everything you want to say. People here are not saying very much. Adukwama. Huh? Please come closer. Come closer here. Let's go and take this call. Come closer and wait. Let's take this call. Do we have a caller on Skype?
No.
No. Do we have a caller on Skype, please?
Yes.
Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Godspower Gaius. Yes.
Yes, we can hear you. Are you? Godspower yes. Gaius, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany.
Yes.
And which part of Biafra land do you come from, please?
I come from Imo, Owerri, Ezeobodo.
Ezeobodo. Biafra land. In Biafra land. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I have a question to our veteran there. He was saying that the Biafran pilots or captains, they called them, and he said they were killed by our people. I wanted to know why were they killed by our own people?
Yes, veteran, they want to know. You said they were killed by our people. Why? Why did they kill them? What happened? Was it a friendly fire? I don't understand. Please explain to us.
Yes, thank you for your question. The problem was that there is too much of what I would call antagonizing. There were lots of people who were jealous of other people. You cannot iman ofunne na amuma na obu ofu Chineke. That is one big thing you will know. In a place where you have a struggle, there must be what they call the saboteurs. Some people who are fighting themselves because of many, many reasons. You understand? So, some of these guys who came from America, they were in two sets. One, like, I give you an example, Captain, Flight Lieutenant, Ibibari Brown. His brother was Bara Brown. They are from Boni or something like that. One of them is an older set of pilots. The other ones are newer set of pilots. But they don't have friendly some relationship within themselves. So another thing is about in the army. You can see somebody. I had a friend. We call Major Agulefo. He was killed 3 weeks before the end of the war. He was my classmate. He was my schoolmate, Aike Agulefo. He was the commander of the Biafra Marine Commandos. You understand? And the youngest division commander we had in Biafra. You understand? So he was killed. Why? They call it stray bullet. Just because some people, this guy was a shining guy, and Captain Ibibari Brown died 2 weeks before the end of the war, just because they were coming from Enugu, from an operation from Enugu. And then what we heard from the, from what we heard from the distant, from the, from the control tower was that Ibi Barry Brown was shouting, "Shit, Biafra, shit, Biafra." You know, something like that. Because, you know, he was attacked by one of the pilots. You know, something like that. We cannot rule those things out. You understand? So, when they give you some rockets to go and give to the enemy or to deliver to the enemy, some of them will remain one or two rockets with themselves. I don't know. But we didn't have any because it was just all the nearly to the end of the war that we had all these problems. So, but anyway, we recognized all these problems. But anyway, this is what I can tell you. I cannot tell you more. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that. You have clarified it for us. So that is always envy and jealousy. Always. It didn't start today, did it? There was Cain and Abel. Do you remember?
Yes.
They were not going to church. Jealousy is a part of it. You know that that reminds me of Belier Human Rights Initiative. Belier is two types, or even three. There is one Belier in Europe, there is one in London. Those of them in London specialize in gossip and envy and jealousy. You see, greed, envy and jealousy is three of the most deadliest sins in the world. The other one is avarice. The other one is gluttony. They have it. They are the ones. I will tell you a story after this call that you may know what you're in for. So you be very, very careful of those people. I must warn you. Some of them are working with the Nigerian government. And when I push somebody, I say, what for? I will tell you what they're doing. We have a caller on the line. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Hello, hello. Good evening, all Biafran. My name is Soninye Shuku. Actually, I'm from Geneva. And I'm from Ihiala, Anambra, in Biafra land.
Thank you.
Are you hearing me?
Loud and clear. So is the whole world. People here are listening. So is the entirety of humanity. Radio Biafra is everywhere in the world. Please go ahead.
Yes, okay. Thank you, dear leader, for what you are doing. I saw you in, I think, that was on Tuesday in Geneva. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for everything you are doing for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. May the Lord bless you. In fact, I just want to know, why are you not coming in France? I mean, why? You don't want to come to France?
I would love to go to France to preach. I want to go to France. Our dear brother there, Valentine Eze, he worked very hard for me to come to France before the 30th of May, but it wasn't possible. I can go to France if our people there invite me to come. I would love to go to France. Why not?
But we're waiting for you. We're waiting for you, honestly speaking, because, okay, I'm living very close to Geneva, so I take the opportunity to come and see you. But then, how about our Biafran brothers living here, living in Paris, in Lyon, in other cities?
So, I will come. I will come to France. Tell them that I will come to France. They should arrange it and I will come there. They should speak, as always, to our first of all, speak to the European rep who will report to the coordinator of coordinators. From there, to Chen Nassier, our head of the Directorate of State, and from there to me, because we have protocol. If they indicate interest, I will go there. After all, I'm going to Czech Republic. So, I can also go to France. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much. And thank you for everything. I support you. We do support you. And I'd like to work with you if you give me the opportunity. Thank you so much. Thank you, all my brave friends. Let the Shuku bless us and give us this freedom we are looking for. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. People want it. You know that Biafra is closed when our women come out, because our women fought very gallantly. Our veteran is here. He will testify to the bravery of our women. 1915, 1929, 1947. Landmark dates in history. Britain is even more afraid of our women than us.
They're not afraid of the men. It's the women they're afraid of. We want to raise them. Did you listen to the program last night from Amsterdam? Did you hear our sister when she was speaking? My goodness me. Everywhere was vibrating when she was speaking. Who has something? Does please, sir, come up and speak. Address us, please. Go ahead. Thank you.
Aha mba dị ndụ chedozi ọnụkwe abụmonye eziama ọbakala ụmụahịa.
Wow.
Akịkpa anyị ka nda n'ọnụ.
Yes, of course.
Amụrụ m mgbe agha na alụm abụ m Biafra child. Anyị bụ ndị na-agba ọsọ ọgụ. Anyị rịachara rịa ma kwasị ọkụ. Esoghị m na ndị eburu na-abọ. Eruola m afọ iri mgbe agha na alụ. So amarala m my own story of Biafra. And actually, I'm a writer and I've written my book on Biafra, Little Pieces of Trauma, all the now, the Amazon, the internet, they go to my website. It was an offer site. I wrote it because I wanted to read a paragraph there about the reaction of ndị Igbo mgbe agha bidoro, mgbe gbuchara ndị Igbo nọ na Ugwu Awusa. Anyị nọ n'Enugu, abụ m n'Enugu, I'm a Call City Boy. Ma mgbe papa anyị ha na-ebupụta egbe na-agba kpomkpom n'ihe niile until agha ebie, edechara m ya n'akwụkwọ ndị ahụ. O nwere otu ihe m chọrọ ịjụ before m ekwuo ihe m chọrọ ikwu. Ada m nwaanyị chọrọ ime a project on the War Museum. Ya sị na ọ gara n'ụmụahịa. Na the response o nwetara and the expectations o jiri gaa there no meet up. You know, a lot of things were being done very shabbily and very wrongly. It's all part of our image. It's all part of our history. It's all part of our success. It's all part of our experiences. The pains and agony, the death of our people are reflected in those monuments. And somewhere along the line, it would drill a like they didn't happen. The story, the blood of these people, the spirit of these people still hover around there. The truth of the matter about that, now, more of us died of kwashiorkor. More of us died at home. One of my wugide, agent, the local priest, onya daziana la ya kuombo, the death knell, madu mwa ana aku, the church aku amburemba. The man megidezire anya gwari agent ilemele mo nwuru anwu ilemele ga kwa mbo because people were just falling left right and center. So the man onura na mada dara oga agadiga lele ya kwa mbo anwo chokwara onya ya bro kwa shoko nuturu ya nya tuku ya nwa formula 2 ye elite. So mgbe agha rutere at a point in time, all between Obakala, Ogdu Mwahi Obakala and Antega, Tumbause Forum, on the 24th night of the December 1969, Kandi Awusa connected that little strip that has stayed for more than 1 year, or even a year and a half. Mgbe ndị Awusa connectere ebe ahụ, anyị agba ọsọ, anyị were ụkwụ, bamba anọ, by 11th or thereabout of January, agha ebie. So we saw more death in that little strip of, I think I lived more in that strip of time, that 1.5 years of my life than I have lived ever before. Because we are living in absolute tension. At my age, I saw more blood and more fire, more death and more destruction than a child of my age was supposed to experience. In one of my books I wrote, I call that my last December, my last Christmas as a child.
I salute you, my brother, for your tenacity, for your effort, for Ikeni Lena. As you poor, now, over some words to go on, you use more, I feel that they're a little bit extreme. When you said Naiga and Washi here, that is a little bit funny. Control your words. You have a very big crusade, you have a monumental task on your shoulders. But to teach Agwandi with Mokun, you need to modulate it, you need to clean it up a little bit, because in Hindi, we are people of class. We want a test. When the UNESCO bureau has said that na manya mago to esha shi bo manya sutagia in the next 70 years that the language may die, but they saw one thing there, that is the where they saw the highest level of what they call quality life in the whole of Africa. Nonde na abambo, ngogi ngogi. I share Africa's vehemence in his expression. And any compound, any family of at least three people. Inaga ahonye otuweno na osibeke. Nonye no kwano ulo. So they take care of themselves. But the truth of the matter is that Omowa onwere onye Omowa aham abum the Secretary General of Ohanaeze here and in Europe, mainland Europe. My brother Biara, the 50 years of arrow of God and the celebration of Chinua Achebe. Well, to be very, can I explain? I'm here, so I didn't do Chedo Zionuku. I'm here, so I about Ohanaeze, but is me here? I came here, ask myself. Agwala mazi dum, see ya, jide nkiji, na akwa mgena azo. Onwere mwa ni itine inye, onwere nka ni itine uchichi, anye mwa nyaibu. Mwa biara ye kuwoku Biafra, na that forum, mazi ya wane. Omwa zari ajujo ahon, it was, fell upon my office. They gave me the microphone and say, I want them. We're going to be I can't cause a go ya nihina or gradig manu seku meet itawage or kwawa umunne ringi anagasi buto oko anyaga gese. So mazin wanne kano jiriwayo ebina gatera anya mande kuganasu hirinne. Mande na hune here, mande na hunu chichi, nde kuganasu hirinne. Oh God, the work we do, we are not afraid from India. We are not afraid from Hong Kong. That's it. Ginaga. Any problem in here, man? And I'm a poor Hanese. I'm a poor guy. I didn't do cheddar zio no poor. Okay, we are here, man. Oga. Oga succeed. Ogaga adio to her forever. I see no victor, no vanquished. But at the end of the day, we are being treated as subhuman beings, as second-class citizens in the land of our birth. It is not supposed to be so. Yeah, I agree with you. What are we doing here? I made one of the best results in my time in the university, yet I saw Onya Awusa Darada.
I don't even want to talk about it because most of them now, which are ministers, my classmates, darada, obogi na ha nwere third class, ha dara po, anukwadi anakwu ho ugwo mbe ha na aga school. Jide nkeji. Ahe ndi igbo na agwa gi, jide nkeji.
Thank you.
Jisi ike.
Thank you.
Anyi kwoge na azu. O nwere mgbe o ga-erute, o nwere ebe o ga-erute, anyị asụ isi n'ochichi, amara otu a ga-esi mee ya dị mma. Ọ bụghị ihe niile ka a na-ekwucha. N'ọgbọ. Mgbe ndị ọbịa lara, ndị nwe ụlọ agba atụkọ isi. Jide nke iji.
Thank you very much.
Anyị ga-anyụkata nwa mmiri, ọ ga-agba ụfụfụ.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, my dear brother. It's from Obakala, so he's my closest relative here. My closest relative here. Are you from Obakala as well? Okay. Or from Ibek? Who wants to come and speak? Is your, we are here for you. Come and speak, please. Come. Achara is the in thing now. There is no need to eat salad after that. Every salad ingredient is in achara. You eat salad now with rice around Onitsha side because you're closer to Lagos. We're from the village. With achara, everything you need is there. A salad. That's balanced diet. Please, go ahead. Ndewo.
Ma. With respect, Oduku Izi, Unyoba na eba, Mwinyoku wa bieba. Mwinyoba na fight. Admeje. Mwinyoba. Oge Wisi. Mama mna Ije ina Chibido. Okay,
you are all learned. My own brother here wrote a book. Do you know why we speak in English? Is to stop Yoruba people from going back to Akwa Ibom and cross and telling them, we told you they will dominate you. Please, my dear brother, go ahead. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Does it work?
Is your, no, you have to bring closer to your mouth, that's all. Uh-huh. No problem.
I don't know, but I won't be cooked and then I buy a cook. I had a quiet. I live according to the system of the area.
Because when you closer to your mouth. Yeah, like that, yeah. Better.
Hoy, Ataki. I live according to the system. You will be about today. I'm a traveler. At least I travel with my little bit. And I have lived my life. Enjoy it. Both good and bad. Ebam had the cause of West Africa, maybe also Guinea, Kwaka Kwando, yeah. Ndibana Tari half.
It's terrible.
Hanke Pato, Mammy Hon, and Mamma, not half a green we see. As you made to election in Nigeria, and now, Ndebang, Fuller. It would not be Fuller. Fulani, they are Fullers. At my election in Nigeria, I had a parliamentary in the bar. Monier, Gil.
They come.
Senegal. Gambia. What you call all the House of Fulanese. They are united. From Guinea Conakry to Sudan. I want to be able to do a vote. I want to buy a shagari.
Yes.
You could have a divide Nigeria. Why not? Why? Because I like the power. How am I here? No, I can't. No, I fall. No, I can't. Okay, difficult. Oh, here cost all when I get in. When 2007.
Yes.
I just want. I was there. The Madingos now. No, I have a baby. No, I fall. She had it. Me. It's quite United Nations. How much we have ever. No, I cash. No, I won't. The one in Nigeria in particular, due to, see here, according to history, look at them, I'm more amokonyo. Due to, Owo Yoguru, Tua Sotro, onwazi igba awu eze ndena awu ndena ata afufu before he rie ni before he rie ni ha ka tagida afu like this ona adizi na biko anyi no ebe anyi mu onwai we now ourselves we kile kangi
thank you
mgbe ọbụla iji wee chọọ ntọbụ isi wee chọọ anyị kwụkọ n'azụ
thank you thank you
amana na mama I don't know how to talk much but again na made n'obi anatenwo ịga ọrụ na ịchọrọ ntụ isi bido ihe ebido finish kwe up
of course no
maka enwe ihe nnụnụ amịwa m gaa nna anụ maka asị ụwazi ka ụwazuru ike maa m onye ụwazuru ike orukọ ya bidoburu ọdị ihe a bifo nọkọtazie otu mgbe asị wa ọgbamala moto omere nke omere from there ọlakpa azụ ọkwa the end na amaka imotivate people ịmụdịna ebe akwa na-achọ ego akụmakọ ahụa na-ata from Africa to Europe mụnwa na omeike agwọ m na Europe and ngangala by mpa anwụ tụtara ntere nla by emezi onye mma ndị bịara akwa ụzọ ama m ọrụzi foreigners esi m Enugu na-agba baka na-agba to buy but ahụ ndị people look like Niger people from Niger driver mụ onye m na-awa asị m na na ihe ewu ndị a na-ezu oshi na ihe a ndị a na-ezu oshi ha pụta hụ moto ha blọk ọdị moto so mụ asị amaka sị ya sava si sava dị ma asị sava bịa mụ na sava bịa ọdụwa azụ chọpụta na ịma ọdị ọ sịrị that sava french how are you ọgụ emeka na-asụ french ofụma ọsị ha wa mụ sị ya sava ọsị ha sava sava bịa so mụ kwuru ya ọkụja bikọs ọ mara ihe awụrụ obodo ha so hụ na mbịabata ebe a na-egezi ihe ị na-ekwu na redio na-egekwu ihe ndị mmadụ na-ekwu na hụ na na they have surrendered igbo land ọkwa na na ha ga ebe ha dịkwa nkwere ati ịga ịbịa ebe ahụ but ọ wụdị motive of coming wụdị ihe problem
the motive
ịbịa ebe a na motivate anyị nwa anyị kwa suicide bomber so
I like that.
Enemekwe ihe ike.
That's good.
Ọkwa ikwutekwa ihe n'ala.
Impossible.
Ibe ozu at last ibe disappoint ya. Oge wute mo.
Impossible. Impossible.
Ibe ebe na ebe ike je na United Nations na je na ta power. E ma emekwa advice. Ka ghara ime with talk. Ka emenye with connection. Ka contact ka ndasa ji eri. Ndasa na eje abudo oyibo. Ha na bo ha na ulo ha na akpa telephone. And then he had a guy here now. I mean with connection. I mean you're getting with you. Then, I want to never. I have to ask. But I want to when I work here, I ask me, go on, I know rhetor. We have convinced the mother. Motivate our people. Unite our. I want to keep them in a group. I mean, automatum. I mean, automatum. I mean, my democracy is best. I mean, I'm going to call you. I mean, I'm going to call okweta ihe eji nọ wayo eme ihe ọgọ mka kwuru ebe asị na ya lose almost 80 something percent of his friends due to sabato aha na-ekwu okwu ya enwe ndebere ebe ka abịa fa ifunwu enwe ndebere ebe ha ibu obi afara n'obi but ọ bịakwa ha ga-eme enjoy enwe ihe sara sometime ebe esi na 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 Kosovo onye ga support Biafra maybe gree a contribute not na obi ha na na pass na
suppose born na we
meet but owa ayi le gbe awu awu nyo bla ge jog obi tara ayi la ga pata buru ya I me contribute contribute ru ihe a chọwo freedom mo na mo ama final iwe we me in Europe o na wo as a being a black man I want to go to Europe ije ebe asị onye black man ije ebe asị onye black man ị na-ewute m na-alụ arụ ọgụ lugodogụ lugodogụ ike agwụ bichakwa standkwa kwụrụkwa ghọta the system ghọtazie the way ha sikwa icb but at least ọ na-ekwe m so up to now living up to 25 years but si ọ na-etokwa m so how much more buys if ta buy ị gara eji m ka ndị join ya nda zaria zaria nda na zaria oge a na zaria ha sị m na iwu onye east you have to go to Lagos discrimination. This is what pushed me to go and do business. Me and that cause here before I had to put one dog away. I did, man. The messenger had never, the man asked him, now you have to go to say, okay, chop down the name of the discrimination, never. Now, I'm going to go. I said, okay. I'm going to go to the next time. The next two times, I'm going to telephone friends. I said, I'm in India. From India to Japan. Japan. I'm going to go there till today. So, everyone, freedom, Ghana. So the freedom is like money. It's bigger than money. Freedom is bigger than money. On our toys, boat, we have a man who do be in Dutch na Ghana, no kita. To me, so one day ke beha. But ya got one day ke. On our gave every time all I can hear. Na abale, o kwa ne mu. But when buy again, we check good at this. On our aja, it is because of all their freedom.
Freedom.
So on your black at least. You can knock, I can hear because yeah, I never got a predator from the Nigeria.
Boko Haram.
Boko Haram, they're too small. Oh no, before, not have Matasina now.
Oh, this my, of course.
Oh no, became Boa.
Since from time they've been there. From time immemorial.
Oh no, came Boa. I ain't a Fuhana and I watch it. Man, I build Hadanke Togo. I'm not a sponsor, I'm not a sponsor. Mande Bay, Trey Bahogo. Or to a chief of Bay, I said, Ejana Bahogo, I don't want that. But an email be, huh? I have one now. Because my bullet, I will go again. Let I sit there.
We will talk.
Because I can't get all.
Thank you very much.
It's easy. Take out the whole Europe. Now, I'm going to go on a bottle. It's a point of line.
Never.
I came here, I got my cats in the maybe along the line, I was a friend that I worked out angry and I was like, what was the one name?
I know. It's true. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well spoken, well spoken, well spoken, well spoken. That is the problem we have. That is the difficulties we have. Envy and jealousy. And if you leave them to do it, they cannot do it. The whole world was there. When we discovered, I want to give away a secret now. Our people, we love each other more than any other race on this earth. As our brothers here spoke and noticed, we are the only people where, if you don't have ikunne, you have ikunna. Everybody. No child is homeless. Nobody is without a job. If your father's people chase you away, you go to your mother's village. So naturally, I want to give you a secret now. We discovered that uniting our people is not as difficult as people think it is. The only thing they want to hear from you is the truth and consistency. And that what you say you're going to do, you do it, you don't disappoint them. That is why sometimes when we preach Biafra, people say, no, we don't want to listen. They have a very valid reason. They have seen many people come before and go. The question is, how are we sure this will be like those that came before? And you cannot blame them for that. The reason being is that it takes away something from them to invest that love and adoration. It takes away something from them. What we will not have is greed, envy, and jealousy. As our veteran said, that will lead to people killing themselves because of envy. Because everybody has a role, has a job to do. When I traveled to England to go and study, One day, I was living at I will never forget the first place I lived, number 24 Phillips Road, was in East London, in Hackney, in London. A very nice street. My next door neighbor, because we came, we rented a room in a Victorian terraced house. We were the only one there. It was an Indian family that owned the place. So I was staying there with my friends. We were renting, basically, we were even staying about two in a room then. The next door neighbor, the children did not go to school.
So the police came and was talking to the woman. After the police left, I brought out rubbish outside to put in the rubbish bin. The woman was grumbling to the husband, saying, is that wretched woman over there? She won't mind her business. Is it her business if the children go to school or not? It took me nearly 4 years to understand why that woman called the police. Do you know it is in the interest of this old woman that those children are educated? Do you know that? That day, I actually found out when this thing broke to me that if your next door neighbor says, oh, all my children are doctors, be happy for them. Because when you're sick, they will treat you. If you say it is only your child that will go to school in your village, even if you come to medicine, will you be a gynecologist and also be a brain surgeon? Huh? You can only specialize in one area. In other words, when it comes to medicine alone, no family can give birth to as many doctors as possible to cover every area of medicine. So coming out and saying your child is the only doctor in the village means you're selfish and greedy. Your child may specialize in looking after children. How about things like geriatric medicine when we get very old? Who takes care of us? That is why when you see somebody doing well, you must support that very person. Because it may not come to you directly, but invariably, you benefit from it. I want you to go and watch a lotto show or lottery show on TV. When somebody is about to win serious money or they lose it, you will see how people will be angry. You're not going to give them one dime from that money. But they want you to succeed. That is the type of man you want to hear. And do you know that we used to be like that before? Do you know that? I've told this story many times. Maybe the elderly ones here will bear me witness. There was a period called, for those of us who are a bit old, on 1 December and then after, they used to sing it that time when we were small. We used to have a report card. It's folded into three. Is that correct? You see your mark and you score it. They will call out the first person in class, second and third, and then the Onyebuchi class in Ishi, the last person. Is that correct or not? As they give you your report card, how you will know, anybody running home, you know, has either come first, second, or third, or passed. Anybody crying, that nobody beat you and you're crying, you know you have failed. As you're coming back from school, you will see elderly people. You don't know who they are. They will say, oh, become one beer. Exactly. Then they will say, "Nyam report card, give me your report card. I want to see your score." Once they open it and you did very well, you're within the first seven especially, they will put hand in their pocket and give you something and say, "God bless you." Those are the things that motivate me to do what I do. I know that these people just can't wake up one day and become so bad. There is something about them. It is for us to rediscover that thing in them and bind them together. Not just have you in Antwerp, no. We link you up with Genk. We link you up with Brussels. Link you up with Amsterdam. We link you up with every country in the world, 88 and counting. By the time we finish, we would have built the strongest mass movement of its kind in the history of the world. There is something called Igwebike. That's what we're using. Very simple. When we rise up as we did on the 30th of May and they're panicking, when we rise up as one and speak, anything we say we want, we'll do it. Anything you want, we give to you. But one thing we will not do is to speak with fear. Because we are down already. We are not fearing any fall anymore. Come the hour end, to be honest with you. Nobody is happy. No single soul is happy. But when you go for peace, you always prepare for war. If you don't prepare for war and you go for peace, the same thing that happened at Aburi will happen again. And we don't want that to happen. This time around, we are preparing for war. Israel is at war, as at this very morning. They have been fighting wars since they went into Canaan. Am I lying? And they're fighting war till today. If that is what we are confronted with, we are surrounded by enemies. And they want to do us harm. They want to enslave us. It is our God-given right and duty to fight to defend our land. We must do it. And God knows we will. I need 100 men. And a year in Ajidewu. 100. When it will happen, you will know. It's us. You don't know how much I hate Nigeria. Some of you don't know. I despise, because of Nigeria, anything with green in it, I hate it. Somebody said we need to take away this green from our flag. I said no. Men fought and died under this banner. We can't change it. Nigeria is the creation of Satan. There is no way you can convince me that Lucifer did not have a hand in the creation of the zoo called Nigeria. That is the only country in the world where you have the prominency of a feudal system, the hegemony of a monarchical system, and what I refer to as the preponderance of republicanism in the East. If you mix these three things together, you can never have any development for the rest of your life. Never, ever, ever. Because what dictates development is your value system. That is why Switzerland is arguably the cleanest country in Europe. It is in their nature. They want to be clean. They build wristwatches because they like precision. Precision. That is their nature. If you go to Switzerland and try and get them to be like the south of Italy, they will rebel. They will say no. We are not dirty people. We can't be like Napoli or Naples. As you people are now advising, there are ways to bring our people together. How on day in Ganga? There is something they want to hear to move them. If you are in one Nigeria, you travel to Yoruba land. When you see your elderly, an elderly person, what do? You lie down on the floor. If I ask you now, for those of them I'm older than here, to lie down before me when they see me, will you do it? Eh? But you're in the same country with those that do that. That is why, unless you become a Biafran, I cannot possibly regard you as a human being. Because you may be born an Igbo person, but for you to be a Biafran, you need to attain a higher level of consciousness. That is one thing you don't know. And most of us don't know the meaning of Biafra. Why Biafra came. The same way, out of necessity to survive in the face of the onslaught of Boko Haram, that we are uniting you all over the world. Because now, before we came here, before we started, he never knew a Dozim, our European rep. Never knew Onyema, our COC. Never knew Uchenna, Asiebu, our head of Directorate of State. Never knew Ebrechukwu Adeboog, never knew Karamonde. But all of a sudden, those of us here now in Belgium, we know our fellow coordinators all over the world. One Nedi Namba, going back to basics, linking you all up together once again, so that when you march, you crush your enemies. That's what we are doing. Very, very rudimentary and very, very simple. The trick is that we discovered what you wanted. Ezioku. We must go to take some calls. If you have something, anybody here with anything to say, please, please give him the microphone, please. We are here for you. And then you can come forward, please, my dear brother. So you can come and sit here. Come and sit here, if you may. Go ahead.
Director, I greet you.
Thank you very much.
When I heard you were coming, please, you people will forgive me. Somebody just told me it's one English. Monandi Bonoro, or hey, quit a mass 100% make a Johama Oko. So I can't move my mood by go quick. When I heard you, the director is coming, I was waiting to see a huge, big man with everything. That is why I am so impressed. That a brother of your age has taken up this course. And I have a confession to make. For one day, I have never supported this your course. Let me tell you to your face.
Yes.
My names are Obim Dike, Ikem Dinachuku Obi. I'm from Okunde Zuru Agundewi. My mother is from his village. So let me just go as an advice. Why I have never supported this course?
Yes.
It's because of what my brother that he said and the second speaker.
Yes.
The first day, somebody came to introduce this to me. He gave me the news. I said, my friend, with a little reservation, Nigeria, why you? You didn't know what he told me. Yes. I was taken aback. I said, what is this? So I started feeling biko. And I was, anyway, can't worry now. Abiyaka Meba, know the same language from you. A house that is divided among itself can never stand. And Mburu no be today, ni mweta Republic of Biafra. Ni yekwem not unless na makurugwa, I will start fighting you.
I agree.
Owuru na iputa na asim because na mekwe hi fi kuru no nya usala nne m oya na insult to me and I will never be happy with you. I will never support your cause. If Emeka Mandela ji do more popular, I believe na war 28 years on a prison. But ihe mere ji do more popular internationally wo because no putara as a uniting force. I believe if you chastise us with love, if you chastise us with love, then, yeah, what I would be, I need it together. I am for your cause. I will be frank with you. Also, you know, Luzu, 86% of his, school, friends and schoolmates. Yes. Ebe cancer, we want a family, Ebi, today, till on world today. Who know my father be a designator of Port Harcourt province? Oh, my father, who is the senator of Port Harcourt province?
ZCOB.
ZCOB, I'm where I can go.
Okay.
In my boy State Union.
I know.
Good. So, I also have things to lose. I lose 7 properties in Port Harcourt. I also have pen. But, I believe in the this republic. Well, we'll be better. Simple economics. We tell you, Namadi Iri, she had 10 naira, Bahawa 1 naira, man, or Mad Nabo, or Bagota. So I enter this republic. I know that we will be better. But biko, ma yo chineke ko gba gu me.
Thank you.
Ya na ndiri ndeke na ha na ruoru all over the world. Ma yo kwa chineke ko onye kwa unu more wisdom to choose the good words. Sire ya de mai ka na de happy. Chukwu gozi unu.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Your advice is well taken. Well taken. Well taken. Well taken. Thank you very much. Please, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Ndibo Kwenu. Biafra all over the world, I salute you people. My name is Athanasius Anona Jr. Izuazo. I'm from Obako in Mbitoli local government of Imo State. Actually, today is my 46th year birthday. I was born July 11, 1968. But looking at me, you will never believe my age.
You're young.
If you look at my head, you will see the sign of old man. I want to use this opportunity now to advise or to give encouragement to our fellow members in Antwerp, fellow Igbos, fellow Biafrans. Please, when we call meeting, attend to our meeting. I wish this turnout today will be in our meeting, when we call meeting. I will be very, very glad. And those of you that are afraid because you don't know where this mission will lead us, I think this is a very good opportunity. Don't sit down just to laugh. Ask any question that you wish to ask. Because when we call meeting, the turn up is not like even half of members here today. I will advise you people to change your mind now. And also, I don't think we should be blaming our director that he said this or he said that. This issue of Biafra, I was born during the middle of the war. So I didn't fear when I come out from my mother's vagina during the war. I don't think I will fear now that I'm a grown-up man, I have children. So let us do this for ourselves and for our children.
not to think of we are doing it for somebody else. No, this is a cause. Normally, when I look at the TV and see young minister from Qatar, my 31 years old from Dubai, I keep asking myself, what am I doing here in Europe? For 20 good years I'm in Europe. I think we should rise up and fight this war. It's our war. Let us don't just do like Yorubas and sabotage our director. Let us stand up and fight. Also, our director, I have a question for you, sir. This thing we are saying, Biafra, do we have any military arrangement to train fighters? I would love to support.
Yes, we do.
Please.
Yes, we do, and we do. The reason why I am touring Europe, I've made it very clear before. I said this in Zurich. I said it in Geneva and also in Amsterdam for 2 days running. I shall repeat the same here today. It's because we want to buy weapons to defend our land. That's all. You give us weapons, you don't have to come home to join. Buy us weapons and ammunition. If you buy it, you keep it in Europe. Tell us where it is to come and take it from there and take it home. We have men at arms in various camps around home. Today, as our brother said here, our veteran, concord by our brother. They said today an army helicopter landed somewhere in Ebonyi State. Because some people that we are doing Biafra with, that I gave instructions to go to the camp where our men are, decided to tell the Nigerian SSS. And today, they went to Ebonyi. They landed there. But luckily for them, they ran away, as usual. If you had said that the reason why you reject, or not that you reject Biafra, but you reject the message because your family suffered most out of many in terms of abandoned property. I know ZCOB very well. He has a street in Enugu, near to government house at Enugu. The house that Ken Serawiwa was living in his house, we know that very well. History documents it very, very well. You will say it is because of the tendency, the saboteur tendency in us. Then the person preaching to you will ask you, how do you think we can solve that problem? Because every problem has a solution. I expect people like you to come out and be championing Biafra even before we came. Unless you want people to suffer the same thing that your family suffered. Which is not how to do something. That's why I love white people sometimes. You will see somebody that said, oh, my mother died of cancer, or my father died of cancer, or my grandparents, because of that, I am contributing 20 pounds every week from my salary to find a cure for cancer. I hate cancer so much. That's why they're developing. That's why they have light. Streets are working. Your family lost more than most. Very prominent. Very, very. Igbo, in those days now, when Igbo people were government unto themselves, they were a law unto themselves in the zoo. A law. If you're not in Igbo State Union, they have not given birth to you. That is where to belong. The likes of Ike Jiani of Nigerian Railway. He will give our people jobs by 5 o'clock in the morning. By speaking Igbo to them. Tell them to go home, come back the next day at 5 a.m. He will give them jobs in the railway. Ike Jiani. God will bless him. You must rise up from wherever you are. I want to annoy you. Of course I have to annoy you. Because Boko Haram are killing our people. And we are sleeping. That is why I don't take any prisoners. I say it the way I see it. Our people are dying. Can they get up? Who will free them from bondage? You people are here. You have struggled. You have come out. Some of you have made money. Some of you are learned. Some of you are struggling. Every blessed day. Is that life? The worst thing that can happen to any man is for the man to die far from the place where he or she is born. Go and ask anybody in the world. That is why when you want to die at the hospital, they say, take him or her home to go and die at home. If we continue this way, I will not be in the land where I was born. That is where I was born. That is where I will die. One thing we tend to forget sometimes
is what I call the cocoa farm mentality where we come from. Cocoa farm was burning. If you come and you see that your own area has been affected, you don't tell anybody, you go away. Because you want everybody's farm to be burnt. So that we all go down poor together. It's not very good. Evil is evil. Wherever you see somebody fighting the zoo called Nigeria, support that person as long as they're doing it in truth and honesty. We beg of you. That's why we've come here. I welcome it. We can be praying, singing, exchanging love poem between ourselves and every other person that comes along. But that will not solve our problem. We cannot tell ourselves the truth. We have been doing quiet and I love you. We let the Igbos unite. Ohaneze fell apart, took bribe from Jonathan. 5 billion. Did you hear the story yesterday? Ohaneze told Jonathan not to come to Juku's burial. That's the problem. They are killing your children. It's unbelievable. What have you said about the death of your children in the zoo? Hannes and Dibu, the answer is nothing. What happened to World War Congress? We thought held out hope for us in America. It fell apart. So we have tried all this soft love. Let's love each other and drink Guinness and go home. Nothing came of it. Then I realized that when somebody is dying at the hospital, there is something called electric shock. And quite funny, they never give electric shock to anybody who is healthy. It's always to somebody who is about to pass away. And before they do it, everybody runs away from the person. And the person will hold, it looks like iron, isn't it? They do it like that and it will jump to kickstart the heart again. If you do the same thing to a human being, that person will be dead. But you have to apply it to somebody who is dying in order for you to wake them up. When they bombed, what's the name of that church in Niger State? Madala? St. Joseph's, yes? I was waiting to hear what everybody would do, including Ohanes Zendibo worldwide. Nothing happened. They kept killing us. Nobody's talking. They used snipers. If you like right now, if you believe in one Nigeria, all of us here will give you money to buy Ishiago and Nkalaria and Weguru. Send you to Meduguri. You will not come back. In the daytime, they will shoot you dead. You die off. A professor told me from the University of Meduguri, from Ikuano, I met him in a vehicle. I asked him, he said, I am dressing like a Hausa person so I can escape from the university. I come back home. I said, what do you mean? He said, am I testing him? That this is my son. We were traveling with Imo Transport bus from Owerri back to Umuahia. This happened only last year. Because I take public transport when I go home. He said, this is my son. We are running away from the University of Meduguri. I said, why? He said, because if they see you with Igbo attire, you are dead. You're finished. What did Ohaneze do or say? Nothing. That is why we are antagonistic to anybody who is against Biafra. In principle, I prefer you to come and tell me I support Biafra, but I don't like the way you're doing it. I respect you for that. If you can say that to me, I accept it. But if you come and say, because I'm an Igbo person, I don't want to hear this Biafra, then I tell you that your father can never ever be Biafran. You must be. After all, Biafra belongs to you. On Kenam, Biafra doesn't belong to my father, it belongs to you. It is the kingdom of God on this very earth. After all, Enugu is holier than Jerusalem. There is a place in Enugu called Ugunso. That is where our cenotaph is. It's been called Ugunso. Who is from Ugunso? I heard someone say they're from Ugunso. Is it in Amsterdam? Ugunso has been there since time immemorial, before they brought the Bible. The name of that place is Ugunso before the Bible came. And it's still there till tomorrow. And people are telling me I shouldn't be fanatical about my country. I don't know why things are the way they do. I wish I had guns. I won't come to you. To come and do what? You'll be hearing about us in the bush. I have not come to Europe to stay in Europe. I have come here to raise arms to go back and fight the Nigerian government and defeat them. And defeat them. If I die in the process, those coming behind me will continue. Life to me is meaningless without Biafra. Absolutely meaningless. Thank you very much. Do we have anybody here who wants to say something? Please, please, please. Make it very brief because we're about to close. Very, very brief if you can, please. Very brief, please. Thank you. The microphone is off, sir. It's off. It's off, sir. Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much, the director, Voice of Biafra, Radio Biafra. You know, thank you very much. And then I will thank all of you too. I believe that, you know, the struggle to get back ourselves together as one, because if I form up the Afra Buka, I not do together as one. That is why Ojukwu declared Biafra. So, but the point that now these guys started killing our brothers prompted because Ojukwu knew that now Onyobuna Makwa before the war that now we are not the same people. We are not the same people. So. That now for Musi Biafra at the end of the day, Gosikwa, that now we couldn't live together. Because we had two different educations. The formation of the Igbos and then Easterners, the Westerners, and the Northerners, it was not the same thing. You can't imagine that Onyebu, we couldn't imagine that Onyebu teachers training 2 years modern school teachers training graduate, or I mean, what you call something like modern school teachers training, 2 years below the Prime Minister of Nigeria, where we had too many doctorates, administrators, people who could arrange many, many things for the Nigerian state. So, and we had a lot of cheating in the Nigerian society. The thing na kwaka ngwa unu but that na all the mma na ebido somewhere, and I'm happy we have somewhere we are starting to follow the lineage of Ife ndi anyinwa kusigo mesigo before Ofelue. It failed. So many people were blaming Ojukwu.
Who is blaming Ojukwu? The person must be mad.
Wait, let me just finish.
So
many people were blaming Ojukwu, why he didn't accept the call on from the French authorities to help Biafra. You understand? Ojukwu bonye ojela akwụkwọ na Eton College. His premier elementary secondary school, where Messi Ajao won at Oxford. So he didn't know the white man. And his father was the richest man in West Africa, the greatest millionaire in West Africa. So he had everything. He went to very good schools, did his master's, did his first degree in history, and did his master's in public administration. So he had it all from Oxford University. So he knew about the white people. He lived with them very, 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 very well. He went to school where the royal families, members of the royal family go to school. So he was not any man. The British knew about it. That they knew they couldn't convince him or get him to go whatever, do whatever they wanted. But the French came to him because we had oil. And they knew about the oil. We didn't know about the oil. Nigerian people didn't know about the oil. They knew we had something like oil, but we didn't know. They didn't know the quantity or whatever. The French people came to tell Ojukwu, could you sign for us to take care of the oil for 20 years and we will help you win the war. We help you win your independence. Then Ochuku told them, which oil are you, were you people talking about? Because we didn't know the quantity of the oil. We knew we had oil. So when Ochuku told them, when they told Ochuku that we had oil, very big quantity, Ochuku told them that, look, we cannot make any negotiation during the wartime. This negotiation, we could make it after the wartime. Do whatever you want to do to help us. Then after the war, then we can negotiate. And that was the right thing to do. Because the Congolese, Congo Brazzaville, they have oil. I was explaining to somebody. Since very long time, maybe 40 years ago, they had oil. Till today, they have not seen 1 liter of their oil. They have not noticed it because since they signed that same contract with the French government, the French people were taking the oil and going home. Gabon, they have oil. They have not seen 1 liter of their oil. Cameroon, they have oil. They have not seen 1 liter of the oil just because of what they signed for the French people. And I'm sure that I'm very, very happy Ojukwu did not sign anything for the French people. You understand? They helped us to let this country in this country in Central America, Haiti to recognize us first, then later Cote d'Ivoire, then later Gabon to recognize us, and Zambia followed, the only English speaking country that recognized us. You know, we had finished the war. We needed only one country again to make this thing. Then French came back and said, look at what we can do and let's sign this contract. Ojukwu told them that, you know, definitely you people could help us. I know, we know that you can help us. Help us, and after the war, we sign. We do any arrangement you people are suggesting, we do it properly. We cannot just sign. You know, so what I'm trying to say is this. We have really done a part of it. And I'm happy that most of the people from Malaysia, from India, from South Africa, a lot of people are calling and then they're all supporting this issue. I like it. It is my spirit. I am Igbo. I'm a Biafra. And I know that I left Nigeria because I couldn't stay again in Nigeria. There were many of my friends and my mates who could no more stay in Nigeria to see anything. That's why we left from Nigeria. From the early time in 1971, nearly the whole Enugu left to United States and United Kingdom. So what I'm trying to say is that we cannot just be living and living and living and living. And you people are also living. Nigeria, to come and stay in Europe and live your life here. I couldn't see anything that would keep me in Nigeria again. That's one of the worst things that can happen to a man. Because I cannot work for Nigerian government. I studied in Yugoslavia. All the houses who came there, they were having salaries in Nigeria and scholarship in the university. While the whole Igbos, the whole Easterners, who were in that time in the early 70s, nobody had one Kobo scholarship from anywhere, from federal government, from the state government, because we didn't have money. And they were paying all those foolish guys. All of them, I sent back from Yugoslavia 27 students. And then the Commissioner for Education for Kano State took them back to Yugoslavia. That is in my record. I wrote petition against Nigerian government asking them why could they be giving scholarship to people and they can't even check what their performances are. Where? So they took that petition and called me to come and explain. And I told them everything. All these guys, these foolish boys you people are paying $17,000 every year. Why don't you ask them what they have done for that year? There's no institution that gives any scholarship without asking people, what have you done? Then the Kano State Commissioner for Education was invited
to Yugoslavia. You understand? So then there and then they made a research and saw that they made a report and called those guys. You stay 3 years, show us your performance, what you have done for the first year, second year, third year. And these people were coming from Nigeria to come and receive scholarship and going back to Nigeria the same day when they receive the call. When they want to pay another one, they will all come to Yugoslavia to come. That was the system. They were taking their salaries in their ministries. They were doing nothing in their ministries. Minister of Wars, Minister of Finance, Minister of... No, none of them was doing anything. And they were receiving salaries. And they were taking scholarship again as students. So what I'm trying to say is that all this nonsense has been taking place in Nigeria. And since in the early 70s, where they were supposed to be helping the Igbos because of the war, they gave me £20. Awolowo gave me £20 on the 7th, 8th of February, 1970. He gave me £20 because I had a lot of money in the bank. And then I was given only £20. What can you do with £20 for even 2 days? Salt was costing maybe £25, 100 grams. So you're giving somebody like me £20 and giving my father £20. So what I can see is that we need a deliverer. We need a deliverer. Somebody to deliver us from this bondage. But these things cannot be formed in a day, because when Ojukwu was there, he was a leader. He was a real leader. Respected all over the world. So that was why this war took 3 years. If not, all 90% of what we were doing, we were manufacturing it in Africa, in Biafra. That is, I'm telling you, I was talking about DC-3. DC-3, not DC-10. DC-3 was a cargo plane used in delivering post matters. But in Biafra, we had about two of them. They put everything down and recharged and remade it just like the Israelis. They remade them and they became bombers. You understand? And we were helped by a Swedish man who donated 18 Biafran babies. He brought all of them to Nigeria, to Biafra. This guy, he brought all the Biafran babies to Biafra. And then these Biafran babies were the things that we were using as air force. It was like a jet, like a mobilet. You only hear it when it has passed you, because it goes on the tree level. It cannot go high, because if it goes high, you can put it down immediately. But it goes on this tree level, like this. But one pilot at a time, because we didn't have many. So what we were doing, I was in the flying wing. That is in the flying flying wing. What we were doing is they send 5-6 pilots at the same time to go for an operation. And they come back. All the operation always successful. Because before you know that Biafran babies are coming, it has passed you already. You understand? So what happened is that I have to thank our director there, director of the Radio Biafra. Say, pity I cannot stay because we are going back to Brussels now.
Are you?
Yes. So
where are we broadcasting from tomorrow? We're here also in Antwerp.
So I thank all of you, and I hope that your courage will continue. Whatever time you have or you need me to advise you in any one or two things, it will be appreciated.
Of course, of course.
And yes, I would like to come and advise you.
Of course, I will.
For whatever, I will thank all of you, and then tell you please bye-bye for now, and we have a long way to go.
Yes, we do.
So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. We have come to the end of the program, incidentally, because now is the time that we end our broadcast. I want to thank each and every one of you. We are still broadcasting tomorrow. For those of you who couldn't get to speak today, tomorrow is another day as well. And we didn't take many calls today, but tomorrow people will call to react to what they have heard from Antwerp here in Belgium. We thank each and every one of you here assembled. The turnout has been impressive.
And we also ask you, urge you to bring your friends tomorrow. We shall continue this discussion tomorrow to the hearing of the whole world, of course. Once again, we are here broadcasting to the entirety of humanity, and we must maintain and insist that this Biafra is a religion. On this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Good evening from Antwerp here in Belgium. And we'll reconvene again 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thank you very much, and God bless you.